We're ready to get this one started. Kaimi Fairbairn will kick this off for Houston. The crowd waving towels here in Houston to encourage the Texans. The playoffs are about to begin on Westwood One. We're thrilled you're with us for the start of what should be an awesome run to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Fairbairn's right foot drives into the football to the goal line, where Darius Davis will bring it from the goal line to the 10. Up the left hash to the 15. Cuts left to the 20. Veers around the 25 and falls forward to the 26-yard line. And that's where Justin Herbert and these Los Angeles Chargers will get things started. He threw more late in the season. 30 pass attempts or more in 7 of the final 8 games. Only 3 in the first 9 games did he reach that number. He's got Rashawn Slater, Zion Johnson, Bradley Bozeman, Jamari Salyer, and Joe Alt from left to right on the offensive line. Will Disley, the tight end, Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnston, DJ Chark, Scott Matlock will be at the fullback, J.K. Dobbins at the running back spot. Two receivers plus a tight end left to the line in the pistol formation with McConkey in motion from left to right. From the 27-yard line, the handoff is to Dobbins, who's tripped up as he gets to the hole. Just a 2-yard gain on the play, and it'll bring up 2nd and 8 as we set the defense for the Texans. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, one of the best pass-rushing combos in the National Football League, with Mario Edwards and Folo Fatakasi along the defensive line. Aziz Al-Shire, Henry To'o To'o, and Christian Harris, the linebackers. Derek Stingley, all-pro at one corner. Kamari Lassiter, the rookie from Georgia, at the other. Kalen Bullock and Eric Murray are the safeties. 2nd down and 8 at the Charger 29. Single back is Dobbins. Herbert turns, gives to Dobbins. Patient run, cuts back to the right, weaving across the 30 to the 35 and down at the 37-yard line in the arms of Christian Harris. It's an 8-yard gain. Did he get the first down? He did. And they'll move the chains on that 8-yard run from Dobbins.
And the Chargers are just running at Danielle Hunter. They don't believe that he can create an edge, and he hasn't so far. He tried to blow up the guard that was pulling right to left on that last play, but he was still too wide. I think the Chargers, they're hitting on what they saw on film early on here.
They'll line it up at the 37-yard line. Justin Herbert in the shotgun, Dobbins to his left. McConkey will go in motion from left to right. Herbert creeping up towards the line, now backpedals along the left hash. Stomps his right foot awaiting the shotgun snap. It comes in helmet high. Play action fake. Herbert throws over the middle. McConkey with the catch, crossing from right to left at the 47-yard line. He's down there in the arms of Eric Murray. Looks like they're going to give him another first down and a pickup of 10 on the connection with the oft-used rookie who had 82 catches in the regular season.
Well, I believe he's the best slot receiver in the NFL, Kevin. And one of the things he does when I watch the film that's so unique, like a Julian Edelman, like a Wes Welker, he'll actually slow down in the zone when against coverage versus stopping and sitting. So he's always moving and always aware of the defense, and they're getting open at the right time.
Chark to the left of the line, two receivers to the right. Herbert in the gun, 1st and 10 at the Charger 47. Herbert will throw, looking left, throws left, finds his tight end in Texans territory. Will Disley backs his way to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by Aziz Al-Shire after the 7-yard pickup, but a good gain on first down to the tight end, Will Disley.
And the Chargers run to set up the run, and then some play-action pass. And Will Disley, a fantastic tight end, even was when he was in Seattle. He's on a perfect team, and there being the right target for Justin Herbert.
Chargers will huddle up, 2nd and 3. They'll come over the football at the 46-yard line with Herbert under center. Dobbins the single back. Two receivers to either side. Now motion from right to left. Coming across from right to left. The handoff to Dobbins, who goes up the middle. Breaks contact on the first contact and is down to the 38-yard line in the arms of To'o To'o. Another 8-yard gain and another deliberate offensive attack for the Chargers, paying some dividends early.
And a trap play from the 90s. How about that? The tackle and center going through the line of scrimmage, and Joe Alt, the right tackle, getting up on that second level. Excellent play design. If you're the Texans defense right now, you have got to stop the bleeding. This is about as bad of a start defensively as you could think of.
Single receivers left and right. Double tight ends. Motion from Matlock from left to right. Play action. Herbert surveying the situation. Flush left. Now throws on the run, and it's caught. Plucked out of the air by Tucker Fisk, the tight end, running down the near sideline. Pulled it in at the 23. Al-Shire with the tackle after a 15-yard gain. And Aziz Al-Shire hurt himself making the tackle on Tucker Fisk. He stood up and then goes down again as the athletic training staff comes out to tend to the talented Texans linebacker holding his right groin area.
Al-Shire is absolutely in tight coverage against Tucker Fisk, who made a fantastic outstretched two-handed catch. Talking to coaches before the game for the Chargers, they said that Tucker Fisk is going to play a big role today. I said, really, Tucker? But apparently so, and he's done it already.
Alshire being 10-2. We'll step aside, 11:22 to play in quarter number one. No score, but the Chargers on the move. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Azeez Alshire being looked at on the sideline, not in the blue medical tent. Usually a good sign if you're looking for a player to come back. Meanwhile, the Chargers are on the move. First play of their drive went for 2 yards. All five plays since have gained at least 7 yards. How effective is this drive? First downs on four of the last five snaps. And they line up with a first down and 10 inside the Houston 25 at the 23. From the pistol formation, Justin Herbert sends Dobbins in motion to his left. Herbert to throw, has time, over the middle, too tall for McConkey at the 3-yard line. He was well covered, had Texans in front and in back, and the first errant play of the drive for the Chargers.
And almost an interception for Kalen Bullock as he was playing safety over the top. And anytime you throw and get an incompletion like that after running the ball so well like the Chargers are, the linemen look to the sidelines like, what are we doing? Just keep running the ball. But the Chargers are using different cadences, different formations. They've been under center, in the pistol, in the gun. They're doing it all here on the first drive.
Second down and 10 at the 23 of Houston. Single back is Dobbins. Herbert under center this time. Two receivers left. Tight end Disley in motion to the right-hand side of the line. Herbert turns, play action, looking left, throws it back right side. It's a tight end screen. Disley with a catch, goes across the 15-yard line and is hit hard. Alshire back in the game, and he makes the tackle at the 14 along with Henry To'o. A pickup of 9 on the play, and a third down and 1 coming up for the Chargers.
Strange to say on a first drive, but could be a four-down territory as well if they don't get it here. But I like that the Texans finally got to third down here, Kevin, and that's the first time all drive.
Chargers bring in wholesale substitutions, and now the Texans will bring on late substitutions. This is good by the Texans. Smart, because you have to let them sub. Clock runs down.
Slow it down.
Now 5 on the play clock. I formation on third down and 1. The give is to Dobbins, trying to find room on the right side, and Dobbins is going to lose yardage. Tackled by Folarunso Fatakasi, who wrapped him up from behind and tossed him to the turf, and a loss on the play of 1, and the field goal unit coming on for the Chargers.
Fatakasi just jumped on the snap, just guessed that it was on 1. A fantastic play and excellent time to choose to take the risk. And for the Texans, as bad as that was defensively, you feel like you got a win here holding it to 3 points.
On comes Cameron Dicker. He's never missed inside 40 yards. This is from 35 on the right hash. Good snap and hold, and Dicker's kick curling and good inside the right upright. And a 3-0 lead for the Los Angeles Chargers. An opening drive that marched down but stalled on 3rd and 1 and ends up with 3. Xavier Hutchinson and Damian Pierce, the deep men for the Houston Texans. They'll move from our left to our right as the kickoff will sail into the end zone over the head of Damian Pierce for the touchback. And out comes C.J. Stroud, 1-5 this year against teams with a winning record. Stroud in his second straight playoffs as a young quarterback behind an offensive line that's really struggled this year. Laramie Tunsil, Titus Howard, Jared Patterson, Juice Scruggs, and Blake Fisher from left to right along that line that's allowed 54 sacks, the third most in the National Football League. Dalton Schultz at tight end, John Metchie the third, Robert Woods and Nico Collins the receivers, and Joe Mixon trying to get back on track after averaging just 32 rushing yards per game in his last 4 games this season. He'll move over to the slot left side, emptying the backfield on first down and 10 from the 30-yard line. Shotgun snap to Stroud, throws left side, catch made at the 35. Oh. The ball popped out. It's ripped out of the hands of John Metchie the third, and it's recovered by the Chargers. It's a catch, it's a fumble, and it's Los Angeles ball at the Houston 33. Derwin James took it away and ends up with the football.
And watching the replay, it does look like Metchie was down. His left knee looks down, but Derwin James, you said it, his right knee actually hit the ball loose. Now, rule the fumble, so it has to be conclusive, but to me it looks like Metchie was down. I think, and the offense for the Texans is staying out there.
So they're saying Metchie was down, and they're marking it at the 33-yard line. Now, that ball popping out, James pouncing on it. We'll see if Coach Harbaugh challenges this on the far sideline. He is out discussing with the officials right now. He's leaning over, pointing at the turf as if to say he was not down. Derwin James patrolling the sideline saying, he was not down, and now the offense is out for the Chargers.
Yeah, I think it must have been out. I can't believe that it was turned over, but Alohi Gilman ripping it out as well. A lot of Notre Dame guys out here, Kev. We got two linemen for the Texans.
We won't hold that against them, Ryan Harris.
Two players on the Chargers. You want to be in the playoffs, get some Notre Dame guys on your team.
We won't hold that against them at all. First down and 10 for the Chargers. It is a turnover at the 33-yard line of Houston. Pistol formation with Gus Edwards in at running back. First mistake of the game goes for the Texans. Edwards gets the carry, weaves over the right side, inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. Henry To'o finishing him off there, but a run of 8 yards on first down. That's what they did on that opening drive. They ran the ball very effectively, then went to the air late and had to settle for the field goal.
Yeah, I think you stick with the run if you're the Chargers until they actually stop it. And offensive coordinators can get in that place. That first drive, they start running through all the runs. They go, okay, let's go to pass. Stay with what works. And right now, the run game's working for the Chargers.
Texans have had one offensive play, a catch and a fumble by Mechie. Second and 2 for the Chargers. Full house backfield from the 25-yard line. Herbert gives it to Edwards, breaks initial contact. They had Kamari Lassiter blitzing. He came into the backfield. Edwards stepped through the corner's attempted tackle, and he gets the first down to the 22-yard line.
A common refrain in NFL locker rooms is one man can't tackle you if you're a running back, and there, Gus Edwards powering through it like you talked about, Kevin, but you need your running back to beat one guy. Everything is schemed for 10 players with the running back beating one.
First down and 10 at the 22-yard line. J.K. Dobbins into the ball game now, back at running back. Two tight ends to the right of the line. Eligible linemen on the left side of the line. They go heavy. Play action. Herbert with pressure coming, and he's sacked. The Texans were ready. Mario Edwards and Will Anderson meeting at the quarterback and sacking Herbert back at the 31, a loss of 9.
And that was just a mix-up between Zion Johnson and J.K. Dobbins. Johnson pulled left to right. He picked up a defender, and then he left the down lineman that actually ended up coming to make the play. J.K. Dobbins was confused, so Will Anderson getting a piece of it, too. It's miscommunication leading to a bad play there.
Second and 19 at the 31, and the crowd for the first time today is live. Three receivers right, single wide to the left. Shotgun snap on the left hash to Herbert. Pressure coming again. Slips away. Throws over the middle. And it's dropped at the 15-yard line. Will Dissly was running from right to left across the 15. It hit him right between his right and left hand. He dropped the ball.
I think Eric Murray might have gotten either a tip on it or at least broke the concentration of Dissly. But Dissly was looking down as the ball hit his hands. You got to secure the bag before you get out of the bank.
And now third and 19 at the Texans 31. Dissly plus two wide receivers to the right. Dobbins joins Johnston to the left. Herbert to throw on third and 19. Strike at the 25-yard line and down to the 21 goes DJ Chark. Short of the first down as he picks up 10. Miles Bryant on the tackle. And for the second straight possession, the Chargers are forced to settle for a field goal. Really good work by the Texans, Ryan, on that sudden change, having to come out after only one offensive play.
And they've got about almost 20 plays under their belt now. They're typically at that point in the late second quarter, so even a little bit winded. The Texans coming up big and really putting pressure on Justin Herbert in the backfield. That's going to be key all night.
39-yard try for Cameron Dicker. Good snap and hold. Dicker's kick, as it always seems to be, inside 40 is good. He's 2 for 2 and a 6-0 lead for Los Angeles. Still 6:35 to play in the opening quarter and a 6-0 lead for the visitors from LA. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Dicker's kickoff the first time went through the end zone for a touchback. Dicker again drives his right leg through this one, and that one goes through the uprights, I believe. Doesn't matter. It's still a touchback. There's no extra points added. It's a 6-0 lead, and out to work once more come the Houston Texans. Their second offensive play of the day. This one will be also from the 30-yard line. First offensive play was a catch by Mechie and a fumble recovered by Derwin James. Mechie starts this possession on the bench. Hutchinson in the lineup to the left of the line. Single back is Mixon from the 30-yard line on first down. Stroud turns, gives to Mixon, breaks contact in the backfield, and falls forward to pick up two out to the 32. Deion Henley on the tackle. And defense for the Chargers, Morgan Fox, Puna Ford, and Otito Obonia along the defensive line. Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, the edge rushers. Deion Henley, Denzel Perryman, the linebackers. Christian Fulton, Cam Hart, the corners. Alohi Gilman and Derwin James, the safeties. They'll put the ball in between the 32 and 33-yard line. We'll call it second down and seven for Houston. Now Mechie in motion toward the slot. The handoff again is to Mixon, who turns it up the middle and is met in the hole by Denzel Perryman. And he is down at the 33-yard line. Third and seven coming up as Perryman closed that hole quickly on Joe Mixon.
And Perryman did, and also, I don't know what play that was for the Texans. They had Mechie motion in to block backside against Joey Bosa. That's a bad play. I don't know what the idea was there, but that collapsed the hole even more. So the Texans got to get some better plays going here offensively pretty quick.
You don't like the matchup of 195-pound Mechie against the 280-pound Bosa?
Not 10 out of 10 times. Absolutely not.
Third and seven at the 33. Stroud flanked by his tight end and running back in the shotgun on third down and seven. Lining up, gets the shotgun snap. Chargers rush five. Stroud under pressure, rolling to the right, gets away from Bosa. Stroud throwing on the run, and it is almost intercepted. Deion Henley had it in his hands at the 45-yard line, sliding to the turf. It caromed off his chest. The Texans dodge a major turnover bullet there, and they'll punt it away on fourth and seven.
C.J. Stroud looked to the sky and pointed two fingers up because there was nobody where he threw the ball, just a miscommunication between him and Mechie. So he is lucky, as you said, Kevin, that that was not intercepted. But the Texans offensively, the first run play, three offensive linemen didn't block anybody. So something's wrong with the scheme right now that they got
to
fix.
Offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick back to the drawing board during this next possession for the defense. Fourth and seven as Tommy Townsend will punt it away. Darius Davis with his heels on the Charger 15-yard line. Townsend sends this one high in the air. Davis looking up, gets bumped as he tried to field. Flags are down as the ball bounces into the end zone. Davis went over to look for it, and Chris Boyd just ran into him. Laundry all over the field, and the Chargers, who were going to be pinned deep in their own end, are going to get help from a penalty flag from one of the most penalized teams in the National Football League, the Houston Texans.
Well, and Davis did it in a veteran way. He was staying in on the left side, the right side of the hash, and then quickly late gave the fair catch, but then moved into where the defenders were for the Texans. So wise veteran play by Darius Davis. Special teams always comes into play in playoff game.
And a long conversation here between these officials.
Fair catch interference, kicking team number 17, a 15-yard penalty, first down, Los Angeles,
and a
timeout.
First down and 10 at the 35, two receivers left, single wide to the right. Gus Edwards, the running back, to the left of Herbert. Motion across from right to left from Darius Davis. Shotgun snap. Herbert will swing it to Davis out of the backfield. The flag is down, and out of bounds goes Davis at the 38-yard line. There may have been an ineligible man downfield blocking early on that swing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Will Dissly. Will Dissly and 84 Stone Smart were over there. Disley's got to wait. If you're in that receiver screen, you have to wait if you're on the line of scrimmage. Sometimes guys will kind of turn back and act like they're the person and then turn and block, but you need some kind of movement for that second and a half before you start blocking.
Ineligible player downfield. Offense number 68. 5-yard penalty. Replay. First down.
Jamari Salyer, who is in for Trey Pipkins III, starting today at right guard, got out a little too quick on that screen.
Apparently he was ready to go eat. Sometimes a lineman's favorite play is a screen. So he got out there. Salyer got out there a little too early.
So moving back to the 30-yard line where it's first and 15. 6-0 Los Angeles, 4:35 and counting to play in the first. Single receiver to the right is Davis. Single receiver to the left is Johnson. Now Davis in motion and a handoff to J.K. Dobbins, trying to find room up the middle, and there is not much there. And doing a little somersault after he makes the tackle is Fularutsu Fatakasi, 318-pound man who makes a tackle and celebrates with a somersault.
Well, what the Texans are doing differently than they've shown on film is they are overloading the backside of the play, kind of playing an under defense, and they're not believing in the front side run. They know J.K. Dobbins wants to cut it back, and each time now, these last two drives, Texans defenders have been there.
Hassan Haskins now into the backfield. He'll motion to the slot left side. Three receivers to the right. Shotgun snap coming for Herbert on second and 14. Four-man Texans rush. Herbert with time. Pocket collapsing. Throws up a wild wobbler in midair. The pass is incomplete for Quentin Johnston. That ball was a high-arcing rainbow. We've got a flag down on the sidelines as well. And the initial indication is it might be against Houston.
Holding. Defense number 55. 5-yard penalty with an automatic first down.
That's Daniil Hunter. Instead of third and 14, it's now first and 10. For the Los Angeles Chargers, the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. Certainly unexpected for the Houston Texans to have a penalty on second and 14 and a hold against your rush end.
And Daniil Hunter did not have to do that. He actually just whipped Hassan Haskins to the ground. Wasn't part of the play, so a tough penalty for the Texans.
First down and 10 now at the 36-yard line. Out of the pistol formation, it's Edwards who gets the carry. Burrows forward for a yard, and there's Hunter to make the tackle. It'll bring up second and 9. 3.5 to play in this opening quarter and a 6-0 Chargers lead.
And one thing that happened on that pass that ended up in a penalty, Justin Herbert was looking at his right elbow and kind of moving it around. He got hit while he threw. That's what made it a floater. So hopefully he's healthy, but that may come into effect here as the game goes on.
17th offensive play of the quarter coming up for the Chargers. Houston has had 4 offensive plays.
Woof.
Second down and 9 at the 37. Out of the pistol again. Herbert barking out the signals, arms outstretched, stomps his right foot, gets the snap, turns, play action fake. Herbert to throw. Checks it short and wide of his intended target, Hassan Haskins, who was crossing from right to left. He tried to lead him too far. The pass incomplete. Toa was in coverage, and now 3rd and 9. Texans desperately need to get a stop here and get the ball back with decent field position.
And strangely, Herbert has just not been accurate as we expect him to be. He's leading receivers too far. He's throwing too high when it's over the midfield, so he's probably a little excited. I anticipate something here to Quentin Johnston. Get him quiet, get him calmed down, and get your big target a big catch.
Started 3 for 3. He's 2 for his last 5, and he's been sacked once. 3rd and 9 at the 37. 3 receivers to the right of the line. Along the left hash, the shotgun snap comes in chest high. Herbert with pressure up the middle. Hit as he throws, a wobbler over the middle, and it's batted away from McConkey. Miles Bryant got a right hand in there to knock that wobbler down. The pass rush from Will Anderson almost got to Herbert, but it got there enough, Ryan, to throw off the throw as it hit him in the right arm.
Yeah, I mean, he got that elbow hit again, and Justin Herbert grimacing as he goes to the ground, but Will Anderson has been a wrecking ball in the run and pass so far. Got a huge high five from D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, as he came to the sidelines. This Texans defense is playing their tail off.
11 sacks for Will Anderson this year. He and Hunter, a duo that had 10 apiece. And a late rush, and that blocked. The punt is blocked. It'll bounce towards the 40-yard line of Houston. Robert Woods will watch it continue to roll. It ends up rolling inside the 30-yard line, but D'Angelo Ross, who came on a late switch up to the line, flying into the backfield to block the punt, which trickles 35 yards. It'll be Houston ball, but it's all the way down to the 28-yard line of Houston.
Fantastic operation by the Texans special teams.
With the score, Chargers 6, Texans nothing. There's a timeout on the field. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Texans get the punt block from Ross. It trickles 35 yards, and so even with the block, Houston's starting first down and 10 at their own 28-yard line, trailing 6-0. Empty backfield with Stroud in the shotgun. C.J. Stroud on first down, throws over the middle. Dalton Schultz, his tight end, catches on the run across the 40-yard line and down at the 32. Pick up a 14 and a first down before Aloe Gilman can make the tackle. But let's go back to that punt block, Ryan. It was a really unique design by special teams coach Frank Ross.
And Ross came down the line of scrimmage. And one of the things that happens, sometimes those corners get across the line of scrimmage and it's an offside. But he kept on his line. And after the count had been made on the punt, then he goes in and gets unblocked to the punter.
First down and 10 at the 42. Stroud over the middle finds Robert Woods rolling forward to the 45 of the Chargers. Derwin James touching him up there. It's a first down and a pickup of 13. And Houston, back-to-back first downs in the Charger territory.
And the Texans figured out that the Chargers are going to be going to Nico Collins. That's where they're going to be shifting their coverage. So the middle of the field has been wide open now, two plays in a row. You do want to start running the football, though. I know you're getting some momentum in the pass, but you do not want to live with C.J. Stroud throwing down after down.
Two receivers right of the line, single wide to the left is Woods. Mechie motioning to the slot right on first down and 10. Play action. Stroud bootlegs to the right side and throws wide of Mechie, who had James on his hip at the 40-yard line, and he missed him. Very similar play look to the play that was a run earlier with Mechie coming inside towards the line to block, Ryan.
Yeah, and this time he kind of blocked a little bit on Tui Pelotu, and then he went out late, but kind of got hung up. That's why he was a second late getting out there, and that throw was off. So C.J. Stroud throwing it to the right spot, but Mechie just having a tough game right now, getting into the right place at the right time.
Chargers without Denzel Perryman right now, questionable to return with an elbow. He's actually gone to the locker room.
And that's good news for the Texans, and if you're the Chargers, somebody has to step up.
Second down and 10, empty backfield from the 45 of Los Angeles. Stroud from the shotgun. Pressure comes. It's picked up, and now late pressure, and he's sacked. It's Joey Bosa, who came in from the backside and dropped C.J. Stroud at midfield, a loss of five, and it'll be third and long for Houston.
Fantastic rush by Joey Bosa. He bull rushed on Laremy Tunsil and then kind of leaped off to the inside and just gave a bear hug from behind to C.J. Stroud. Unbelievable sack, and Joey Bosa has to have a great game if the Chargers are going to be successful tonight. He's on his way, Kevin.
Third and 15 from midfield. Mechie and Collins to the left of the line. Ogunbowale motioning out of the backfield to make it three to the right side. Shotgun snap, four-man rush over the middle, finds Dalton Schultz, the tight end stacked up at the 42-yard line. He will not advance from there. Derwin James and Deion Henley combining on the stop at the Charger 42. It's a pickup of nine, and now do you think about going for it if you're Houston?
You do think about going for it. I'd punt it here. You're still within it, within kind of a one-score range. Your defense has been playing their tail off, but they're going with you, Kevin. They're going for it here.
Well, now they don't have to snap it again. Clock is running down, 10 seconds and counting. They'll come to the line.
Try and draw the defense offside.
Can they get a free five? 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, no movement, no snap, end of quarter. We've played one in Houston with the score, Los Angeles 6, Houston nothing. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Career high 176 rushing yards last week for Pierce. Darius Davis is the deep man as the Texans have opted for the punt on fourth down and 6. Trying to pin the Chargers deep is Tommy Townsend.
Smart play.
Awaiting the snap, he stands back at his own 45-yard line.
They're showing the fake. I think they're going to try and get a penalty here.
They'd like to see the Chargers move. Play clock down to 5. Townsend is talking to some of the officials about there's movement up front, and the play clock will expire and a delay of game. Townsend's going to try to buy himself more space to punt.
Well, the Texans are lucky there. Townsend was moving.
Delay of game. Offense, 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
Townsend actually moved while they were trying to get the team to jump off sides to talk to the referee. He could have got flagged right there, but the Texans just want a little more room to try and pin the Chargers underneath that 10-yard line, taking that penalty.
So 5 yards, they'll back it up to the 46-yard line. And that'll back Townsend up inside his own 40, lining up to get the long snap. Now 4th and 11 for Houston. What a way to start the second quarter. A delay of game penalty and a punt. Get the kids gathered around.
It's all going to plan.
Townsend gets the snap, punts this one away, trying to pin him deep. Davis peering up into the roof here at NRG Stadium, makes the fair catch inside the 10, near the 7-yard line, and that's where they will start officially at the 8 with a 38-yard punt from Townsend. First down and 10. Chargers with their worst start of the day at their own 8-yard line, leading 6-0 early second quarter. Herbert under center on first down and 10 from the 8. Motion across from Matlock. Play action. Herbert throws over the middle, and Ladd McConkey with a sliding catch at the 20-yard line of Los Angeles. A pickup of 12. Derek Stingley with the tackle, the all-pro corner for the Texans, but a first down for Los Angeles.
And Ladd McConkey on that route came out like he was going to block and then sped up once he got 3 yards downfield, broke it off. He is a nightmare to defend. You don't know where he's going to line up, and you don't know where he's going to run his route. He has every route of a route tree in his tool belt.
But now with a little space, see if they go back to the run game. Single receiver to the left of the line is Johnston. Two tight ends to the right. J.K. Dobbins, the running back. Matlock in motion into the backfield, now in the I formation. Herbert under center, play action. He will throw from a clean pocket. McConkey running free over the middle at the 30-yard line, and down at the 35-yard line goes McConkey. A pickup of 15. Eric Murray finally with the tackle, but if you're going to lose a guy, McConkey's not the guy I would recommend if you're a Texans defender.
And they lost him because the Chargers, they moved the entire formation and then motioned the fullback into the I formation. Everybody's thinking run before the snap, and then, it's a pass.
Back-to-back catches for the rookie from Georgia. He'll get a breather on the sidelines now, first and 10 at the 35. Pistol formation, two receivers right of the line. On the left hash, Herbert gets the snap, hands to J.K. Dobbins, who got a block. Dobbins to the 40 and down at the 41-yard line. Henry To'o came off his block, but makes the tackle after Dobbins picks up six and is second and four.
Fantastic pull and block by Bradley Bozeman, the center. He led the way, and J.K. Dobbins stayed in his shadow as they got across the goal line. So the Chargers now, it's not about in between the red zone. They've been fantastic to get there. This has to be a scoring drive, and you want time to come off the clock while you do it.
Second down and four at the 41. Dobbins standing to the right of Herbert in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right of the line. Play action. Herbert throws wide of McConkey, and the pass is incomplete. It bounced off the turf into the hands of the rookie receiver. Will Anderson providing the pass rush, and it forced Herbert to throw it a little early, Ryan.
And throw it sideways, too, because of the angle that Will Anderson was coming at. Will Anderson's having a heck of a game so far for the Texans.
So now third and four at the 41. Crowd revving it up again in Houston. Will it be enough to spark their defense? Three receivers right, two receivers left. Herbert in the gun along the left hash. Now Dobbins will motion to his left in the backfield. Stomping his right foot, awaiting the shotgun snap. It comes in chest high. Five-man Houston rush. Pressure comes. He sidearms it. It's caught. No, incomplete. Johnston had it, hit him in the hands, but Lassiter may have gotten a hand in there to jar it loose. Johnston with one knee down, still on the turf, trying to recover. He'll get up and head to the sidelines, but he is very sore after the Lassiter hit, and it's fourth down.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter got a piece of Justin Herbert as he threw it, and I think Quentin Johnson just landed on his face when he came down, and that was part of the reason why he was slow getting up. Never good to taste the rubber pellets of a field turf when you're going to the ground.
0-for-4 on third down, and that's the difference in this game right now for the Chargers, being up 6-0 to being up 13-20-0 at this point.
And that was one of our keys before the game. You've got to win third downs in the playoffs.
Fair catch called for and made at the 12-yard line by Robert Woods. And the Houston Texans, after a 47-yard punt, take over at their own 12. 6-0 Chargers, 12:38 remaining in the first half. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. First down and 10 from the 12-yard line. Mixon, the running back, he'll get the carry, trying to find room up the middle, and he gets two, maybe three. They're going to spot this at the 14-yard line. It's a 2-yard gain, and it'll be second down and 8 for Houston. And the run game has been non-existent so far today for the Texans.
It wasn't even called on the last drive, so now at least the Texans are understanding, hey, 2 yards, that may be great for a first down, but it also makes the defense think about the run. You don't want them keying in on only the pass, but now time to elevate and activate Nico Collins.
Just the third rush of the day so far against this defense led by defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, that was the number one scoring D in the NFL this season.
His father, Rick Minter, was a D coordinator at Notre Dame. When I was there, got to see him on the sideline.
Second down and 8, play action fake. Stroud will step up into the pocket. He's going deep, looking for Nico Collins down the right sideline, and he overshot everybody. Christian Fulton in coverage of Collins at the Charger 40-yard line. Took the deep shot, but he could not connect with the talented wideout.
But a beautiful throw from C.J. Stroud. And one of those throws, Nico Collins was not running full speed. Had he been, I think he makes that catch. So maybe C.J. Stroud telling his key receiver, hey, I need you to start playing a little faster.
You wonder if he didn't expect the ball that soon or something. He's usually on the same page as C.J. Stroud, despite the fact that one's from Michigan and one's from Ohio State.
They may not like each other at college, but they got to be best friends now, and they're just not on the same page.
Third down and eight. Texans with pressure in the face of Stroud. It's picked up. Stroud will throw to the left side, and it is almost intercepted. It is picked on the sideline. Alohi Gilman was there, but Dean Leonard leaping up, and he keeps both feet in bounds, toe-tapping at the 41.
Running on the field is interception. First down, Los Angeles. TV. Timeout.
Incredible play by Leonard. And one of the things he did before he jumped, he looked at his feet to make sure he knew where he was. You said it, Kev. A toe tap and shorty to get down with the pick.
Normally a special teams player, Dean Leonard, with his first pick, and it comes in the playoffs. 6-0 Chargers with the ball in Texans territory when we return. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Herbert under center, play action, he'll roll to the right, sets up to throw, goes back to the left side looking for Johnston, and it's intercepted! Kamari Lassiter with the pick for Houston! These two teams trade the interceptions, and the Texans take it right back from Los Angeles.
What a play by the Texans! A drawn out fake all the way to the right as Justin Herbert was over by the right numbers and then made a throw that Lassiter went up and was actually the receiver, got in front of Quentin Johnson. But what's weird is Lassiter didn't get touched. Had he got up and ran to the end zone, I think they would have counted it. He ended up standing up afterwards and stepping out of bounds. A huge play, and what a back-to-back sequence. This is the NFL playoffs.
Kamari Lassiter, the rookie from Georgia. The Texans had the 25th pick in last year's draft, but they traded back. They wanted to get Stephon Diggs, and they thought, we can get somebody good in the second round. This is who they got in the second round, Kamari Lassiter. Pretty good draft pick. Started all year as a rookie corner.
And had a lot of success at Georgia in college, so he's used to big games, and he knows you got to make plays. You got to take risks in big games. What a fantastic play by Lassiter.
And on first down, Stroud will throw, and it's Collins on a slant across the 20-yard line and down at the 23. 13-yard gain, and the Texans with a first down after the first interception for Herbert on the road in 274 attempts.
And what's more important is that the Texans, they threw the ball after throwing an interception, so the offensive coordinator giving C.J. Stroud the information that I believe in your arm, but just unique that both quarterbacks throwing a pick here in the first half.
Line up on the right hash, first down and 10, Mixon the running back. Stroud will push Collins and Mechie out wider to the left. Now Mechie motioning to the slot left side. Stroud to throw over the middle. It's Mechie had it and dropped it. Remember on the very first play for the Texans today, Mechie caught it and fumbled it. They look his direction again on a quick slant. He's wide open.
Wide open.
And he drops the football.
This play is for him. Anytime a receiver's on the outside and they motion him inside, there's a reason they're doing that. Flat hit him on the hands. And then Alohi Gilman came in with his left hand to knock it out. Alohi Gilman, an undersized safety, but has really created a fantastic career for himself after transferring from Navy and going to Notre Dame.
Second down and 10. Stroud, pressure up the middle. He's in trouble, and it's a sack by Mack. Khalil Mack curling up the middle. Gets a postseason sack and drops Stroud back to the 15-yard line.
And that's where, if you're the Texans, you want to run the football to get some yards. But this is on left guard Titus Howard. Got to chat with him pregame. He was feeling good, but he just stayed on the looping defensive tackle. You cannot do that. You have to understand that they're going to be running games, especially with an older defensive end like Khalil Mack. And Mack doing what he does best, turning up the speed as he turns the corner and right into C.J. Stroud.
And now the Texans will try to do something that neither team has been able to do today. That's convert on a third down. But this is third and 18 from the shotgun. Stroud with time. Throws over the middle. Catch at the 25-yard line. Mechie hangs on this time, but he can't turn it upfield because Derwin James is right there. It's a 10-yard gain. But now Houston 0 for 4 on third. The Chargers 0 for 4 on third. And neither team has come within 3 yards of converting a third down, and a few boo-birds follow the Texans' offense off the field on fourth and eight.
Well, this is a defensive matchup so far. Both defenses playing excellent, so turnovers are going to come in a big way. Texans already have had two. They can't afford many more. They got to start scoring points.
Darius Davis is the deep man awaiting the Townsend punt. Davis will creep up a few yards, waving for the fair catch, and he makes it at the 25 of Los Angeles. 9 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Los Angeles still with a 6-0 lead. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. First down and 10 for those Chargers at their 25-yard line, leading 6-0 here in Houston. Pistol formation for the Chargers. Herbert will give to J.K. Dobbins, and Danielle Hunter all over Dobbins as he tried to get to the left side. Just a 1 yard gain on the play. And brings up 2nd and 9. But if you follow the Chargers, you know, the game plan is always, as Richard Dawson once said in one of America's great movies, The Running Man, it's time to start running.
It's time to start running.
And it's been time to start running for the Chargers all season long.
Deep pull on the movie reference. And this is the thing. The Chargers are fine playing this kind of game. They have a lead. They're not in a rush. And also, if you're the Chargers, you want to have this be a long, sustaining drive that gets down under the two-minute warning where you end with a touchdown.
On 2nd and 9, Herbert will swing it out of the backfield to Darius Davis, and he's blasted by Kamari Lassiter at the 23-yard line. A loss on the play, back to the 23. Lassiter was ready, and he lit up Darius Davis.
Lassiter was in the flat in a cover two look and just accelerated as Davis got the ball. One-on-one tackles by your corners make it very tough for an opposing offense to be successful. And can we get a first third down conversion, Kevin?
Another 3rd and long would have to be the way they get it. 3rd and 12, back of the 23. Two receivers plus the tight end to the right. Herbert in the shotgun along the left hash. Stomps his right foot, gets the shotgun snap. Four-man Texans rush. He has time over the middle, finds McConkey, curls upfield. First down, Chargers. All the way to the 42-yard line. We do get that third down conversion. Murray and Alshire finally catch up after a 19-yard gain on 3rd and 12.
And Lab McConkey with a fantastic crossing route over the middle. And then once he catches it, kind of runs a horseshoe, goes back towards the line of scrimmage, but loops back up for the first down. The most sure hands in the slot position in the NFL.
First down and 10 from the 42. McConkey in motion from left to right. Herbert in the gun. The handoff from there to Dobbins. Dobbins tries to cut it back to his right, and he's tripped up after a gain of 2. Derek Barnett able to get an ankle tackle of Dobbins. But I assure you, his resolve has never been stronger to run the football, because that's what this team loves to do.
You got to do it. And one of the things now, if I'm the Chargers, I'm going to start pitching the ball to the edge. Clearly, Danielle Hunter and that defensive line, they understand what's being said along the offensive line. So you got to start getting to the edge and forcing the defense to run right to left.
2nd down and 8 at the 44-yard line. 3 receivers right of the line. Standing along the left hash is Herbert in the shotgun. Awaiting the shotgun snap. He gets it. Play action this time. He'll fake. He'll step to the right. He'll throw to the right side. And it's McConkey, the intended receiver. And it's batted away by Derek Stingley. First team all-pro corner this year. Good time for it. He's eligible for an extension. And he makes an extension here to swat it away.
Fantastic closing speed by Stingley Jr.
Don't miss all the NFL excitement on NBC tomorrow night when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers meet the Washington Commanders. Of course, you can also hear that game right here on many of these same stations on the NFL app or online at WestwoodOneSports.com. 3rd down and 8. Ball at the 44-yard line. 3 receivers right. Single wide left. Herbert in the shotgun. Stomps his right foot, gets the snap. Texans rush 5. Herbert in trouble, trying to get away, and he throws it incomplete. He had Danielle Hunter breathing down his neck. You could feel the breath on your neck if you're Justin Herbert, and he got rid of it incomplete. It'll bring up 4th down. And
Tim Settle Jr. getting in there as well. The defensive line for the Texans has really decided to put the team on their back, and with a couple of fantastic plays by the secondary, these Texans are still in the game despite the heavy outnumbered plays of the Chargers offense to the Texans offense.
Texans were 5th in the NFL this year in total defense, and that defense has stepped up today. And the punt to Robert Woods. It'll bounce at the 5-yard line, and it checks left, trickles to the 3, down to the 2, and it's down inside the 2 at the 1.
Wow.
What a punt from J.K. Scott all the way down to the 1-yard line.
And Houston, 99 yards from taking the lead with 6:15 to play in the first half. 6-0 Chargers and a timeout on the field. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. From the 1 yard line, Stroud under center on first down. The handoff up the middle, Mixon able to break initial contact and now drive the pile forward and get some breathing room out to the 7 yard line. Tyrre Tart went along for the ride for the final 2 yards. Joe Mixon, 6'1", 220. Good power, and he showed it on that run.
And Deontay Johnson got a little bit in there as a blocker from as the receiver. But after the pile formed, Jarrett Patterson and company made it a rugby pile. And now he got that breathing room you talked about, Kevin. You always love not huddling in the end zone after the first play if you're in that position.
Second down and 4 after the 6 yard run. Play action, Stroud with pressure coming into the end zone. He'll throw it away. Stroud was in the back of the end zone. There was no receiver in the area. Was he out of the pocket? Harbaugh is saying
there's no foul, an intentional ground, and the quarterback was outside the pocket, and the pass crossed the line of scrimmage. Third down.
And Clark says, Jim Harbaugh, you don't need to ask for that anymore. It's not happening, and it's third down and 4.
And the big thing C.J. Stroud did was he kind of turned over his right shoulder when he saw the pressure, and then I'm telling you, it's about a 2 steps outside of the pocket when he throws the ball. But typically when you turn over your shoulder and run like that, referees will say you broke the pocket.
It was so close to being in that pocket. Third and 4 for Houston. Ball thrown 7 yard line. Stroud out of the shotgun, pats the football, throws left sideline, caught by Nico Collins, and Collins tackled but with a first down at the 13-yard line. Christian Fulton was all over him after he made the catch, but it's enough to move the chains, and Houston with 5:15 to go in the first half has a first down.
And now if you're Houston, you want to start chomping at this yardage, and you have a chance to go down and score and leave a couple seconds left on the clock, but things are one play at a time. And they got that first down now. Everybody can breathe as an offense for the Texans.
Collins and Metchie will split out wide to the right. Single to the left is Hutchinson. Mixon the lone setback behind Stroud, who's under center. From the 13-yard line, first down and 10 for Houston, trailing 6-0 second quarter. Turn and give to Mixon, trying to bounce to the left side. Breaks the tackle of Bosa and gets positive yardage. If Bosa can hang on, it's a loss on the play, but he's able to slip free. Khalil Mack with the tackle after a pickup of 3.
And Joe Mixon seen a couple of ghosts. He did have some players in the backfield front side, but had he kept it front side, that was a 20-yard run. Somehow getting out beyond that line of scrimmage, using that kind of arm to chop down Bosa's tackling arm to get the extra yards.
Now Damian Pierce in at running back. Metchie and Hutchinson, the receivers to the left. Woods, the receiver to the right. Stroud to throw. It's Metchie with a catch. He'll tiptoe up the left sideline and goes out of bounds right near the first down marker at the 23 of Houston. And it is a Texans first down. They move the chains. First down and 10 as we slide under 4 to play first half.
And the Texans now in the best rhythm offensively they have been in all game.
And they'll line it up at the 23-yard line. This snap will make it the longest Houston drive in terms of plays. It's the 6th play of the drive.
That's not ideal at this point in the game, and a huge opportunity coming up here on first down.
The way their defense has played, they are so fortunate to only be down 6 in this playoff game. On first down, Stroud to throw. Pocket collapsing, flush to the right. Stroud just throws into traffic, and it's incomplete. Oh, he was fortunate. He had Puna Ford huffing and puffing behind him, and he threw into all kinds of traffic, and the ball skips across the turf incomplete.
He was lucky that wasn't an interception, about 10 yards too short as he was aiming for Nico Collins. And Stroud was jumping as he threw the ball a couple times now, not making wise decisions, C.J. Stroud, when he's rolling. Better to just throw it out of bounds, get back to the line of scrimmage. Lucky it wasn't a pick.
Second down and 10 at the 23-yard line. Hutchinson, Metchie to the right of the line with Schultz. Mixon out of the backfield, slot left with Collins. Empty backfield on second and 10. Stroud to throw. In trouble. Flag down. Throws it short. Hutchinson with a catch at the 27-yard line. Had the dive with Leonard all over him. But we'll see about the flag thrown in the backfield.
Leonard's celebrating. Tyrre Tart celebrating. I thought they might get him for hitting low on the quarterback. see what the penalty is.
Personal foul, tripping. Offense number 71. Half the distance to the goal. Second down.
Well, that's a big penalty on Titus Howard, the left guard.
And Titus Howard now for the second time just not executing correctly. He got clubbed literally over the head, Reggie White style, for those of you who are old NFL fans. His face mask was almost on the turf. He stuck out his leg. Better to get the penalty than a sack, but Titus Howard has to start playing better for the Texans if they want to win tonight.
I'll tell you, that was a trip. He took his leg and brought it all the way up. Jackie Chan somewhere is thinking, that is great stuff. Second and 21, straight drop for Stroud. Has time, checks it short. Catch is made at the 15-yard line, and down to the 17 goes Cade Stover, his former Ohio State Buckeye teammate. Well short of the first down. It'll bring up third and 16 for Houston with 2:45 and counting to play in the second quarter.
And to me, if I'm the Texans right now, I'm going to use a run play or a quick screen. I want this clock to run after I get this down. Of course, you want a first down, but you haven't been able to get downfield with this much of a chunk. But you want this clock to run no matter what after the play.
Third down and 16. Stroud, the ball goes through his hands on the snap, picks it up off the turf, rolls right, throws on the run, wide open, Hutchinson makes the catch at the 45 and down at midfield. The snap went through Stroud's hands. One dribble later, he throws it for 34 yards and a first down.
What a play. Not only does he make the mistake, but then he keeps his calm as he rolls out to the right and towards the line of scrimmage, pulling the defenders for the Chargers up. Somehow sees Hutchinson streaking across left to right, and Hutchinson making the tackle. And now you're in business if you're the Texans.
We've reached the two-minute warning. So a first and 10 at the 49 of Los Angeles. Motioning out of the backfield is Joe Mixon to the left of the line. Two receivers either side, the tight end Dalton Schultz slot left. Shotgun snap to Stroud. Throws over the middle. It's Dalton Schultz who has the catch. Ball pops out of his hands, and it's scooped up by the Chargers. They'll say incomplete. It's an incomplete pass. Deion Henley had it and had his eyes set on the end zone on the opposite end. But the officials say that is an incomplete pass. Schultz drops it, and it's second and 10.
Schultz is saying, ooh, on the replay. I think this is going to be a fumble. If I'm Jim Harbaugh, you can't throw the flag because it's under 2 minutes, but that could be a reviewable play. If they do, I think it's a fumble.
Well, I don't think he took the two steps or a third step to make the football move, so I don't think they're going to get this one as a fumble. Goes back to what is and what isn't a catch. A debate we've been having since Mark Wahlberg was a villain. Second down and 10. Shotgun snap, Stroud. Sets up in a clean pocket, throws over the middle. It's Collins at the 25, on a slant to the 20. At the 15, he is caught from behind at the Charger 12. Alohi Gilman catching up after a 37-yard pitch and catch from Stroud to his favorite target, Nico Collins.
Just a laser from Stroud right to left to that left hash mark. And Nico Collins with a fantastic route and finish. Actually put one of the defenders for the Chargers on the ground. The young kids call that taking a seat, Kevin.
What the old kids call this is the most successful drive of the day for the Houston Texans, all the way to the Charger 12. And they're not thinking just field goal now. They're thinking take the lead into the locker room. First down and 10 from the 12. Stroud in the shotgun. The handoff is to Mixon, and he's buried in the backfield. Oh, my goodness. Puna Ford swallows up Mixon. Nothing doing. He'll lose a yard as the clock continues to run and now stops with 58 seconds remaining in this first half.
Third run play of the half where there are three offensive linemen for the Texans at the line of scrimmage blocking no one and three defenders of the Chargers in the backfield.
So the Chargers use their second timeout. They're trying to preserve a little time. Second down and 11 after the one-yard loss. Ball at the 13 of Los Angeles. Texans in the second quarter from our right to our left, heading toward that left end end zone. Woods in motion from left to right. Middle of the field, Stroud in the shotgun. Gets the head high shotgun snap, sets the throw, and it's incomplete. He wanted Robert Woods at the 7-yard line. The ball caromed away when he was hit by the rookie from Notre Dame, Cam Hart, jarring that ball loose from Woods. Third and 11, clock stops 1:02 to play first half.
Well, now for the Chargers, you're loving that last time out, but a heck of a play by Cam Hart using his left hand The corners for the Chargers are actually just sitting after they take a couple of back pedals because they know that C.J. Stroud's been trying to get the ball out quickly, especially on this drive outside of two plays. When he's been passing, it's catch and throw.
Remember, this drive started at the Texans' one-yard line. Third and 11 at the Charger 13. Motion across from Mechie to the right side of the line. Shotgun snap to Stroud. He'll set, throw over the middle. Caught by Collins on a slant and into the end zone for a Texans touchdown. Houston ties it up at 6 on the strike from Stroud to Collins. They'll try to take the lead with the extra point.
Fantastic job by C.J. Stroud using the motion of Mechie to understand it was man-to-man coverage. The safety was outside the right hash with Nico Collins having an in-breaking route. Fantastic diagnosis by C.J. Stroud. And how about Nico Collins? I was telling you, activate him. Well, they did, and they got their first touchdown of the game.
And they activated him during a 99-yard scoring drive.
Woo!
Extra point by Fairbairn, up and good. And in a first half in which they were, for a good portion of the half, dominated, the Texans lead with 58 seconds to play in the half, 7-6. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Westwood One, your home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 59.
Hammer down. WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette Sports Station.
Kickoff through the end zone for the touchback, and the Chargers, and I misspoke earlier, they have two remaining timeouts. They used their first timeout during that drive. They have two remaining timeouts to work with and 58 seconds to work with for Justin Herbert and the Chargers to try to regain the lead.
Well, Kevin, you and I called the game with 13 seconds left that ended with a field goal when the Chiefs were playing the Bills a couple playoffs ago. So if you're Justin Herbert, you've got all kinds of time. And if you're the receivers, not only are you looking to run the route, but then after the catch, get out of bounds to preserve those two timeouts.
Herbert just 6 for his last 14 with a pick. They start at the 30-yard line, first down and 10. Empty backfield. Herbert along the left hash, moving from our left to our right, gets the shotgun snap, back pedals to throw. Nobody open, now slings it over the middle, and it's too tall, incomplete. He wanted to hit DJ Chark, running from right to left across the midfield stripe, but Derek Stingley in coverage, no way to squeeze it in. 52 seconds left until halftime, and it's second down and 10.
And Herbert threw it a little behind DJ Chark as well, so he had to kind of adjust in the air. But you said it, Kevin. Stingley was right there. This secondary for the Texans has been fantastic all night.
Second down and 10 from the 30-yard line. McConkie and Johnston to the right of the line. Single receiver to the left. Herbert in the shotgun. Second down and 10. Gets the snap. Texans rush forward. Herbert with pressure up the middle. Steps away. Now throws down the middle of the field. He had McConkie open and he overshot him. McConkie had a step, maybe two, at the Texans' 25-yard line, and Herbert just missed him long with Danico Autry providing some heat on the Charger QB.
Yeah, Autry was right there as he threw it. And again, Justin Herbert just not connecting beyond 15 yards very well tonight. Not even moving his eyes. He was only looking at the right side of the field the entire play.
So now third down and 10. Remember, the Texans have all three timeouts.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Texans, you might want to take a timeout here if they're short.
So it's third and 10, and now the Chargers will use the timeout. Play clock was winding down, and they were late getting the play in, and this crowd starting to become a factor in Houston.
There's no excuse for that if you're the Chargers coaching staff. You got to get the play into the huddle, and that's also on Justin Herbert. If your coach doesn't give you a play, you call your own. You know the formations. You get there, you don't burn that timeout. That's a costly, costly miss on the operation.
So one timeout remaining, 45 seconds to go, and the Chargers looking at third and 10 at their own 30-yard line. And again, if you're Houston, you're now starting to change your mindset. If you're Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, you're saying, wait a minute, if we get this ball back, got a good kicker, can you get into a position to give Fairbairn a chance to tack three on with the confidence your offense now has?
You absolutely are. You're talking to your receivers right now. You're talking to your quarterback, and you're having the offensive line coach tell the offensive line what you're thinking. It starts with getting off the field defensively right here.
Third down and 10. From the 30-yard line, Herbert in the shotgun. Johnston in motion from left to right. That's three receivers now to the right of Herbert. Stomping his foot once, twice. Gets the shotgun snap chest high. backpedals the throw, rolls right, chased by Alshire, hit as he throws down the right sideline, and the pass is incomplete. He wanted Johnston. It was underthrown with that heat from Alshire. The pass skipped as Johnston came back to adjust. It's three and out. It's fourth down. Still 39 seconds to go in the first half as the punt team comes on for Los Angeles.
I think Quentin Johnston really didn't. He lost the ball. Otherwise, he would have turned back earlier. He turned back and was kind of had his hands about 2 inches off the turf when it hit him. But he was anticipating a deep throw, had to adjust, and then Justin Herbert slow to get up after that.
Five straight incompletions for the Charger QB, and almost got a block on this punt. It'll bounce at the 30. Woods will pick it up at the 23 for Houston. Up the right sideline, breaks the tackle at the 30, and then falls forward to the 32. And that's where Houston will start with 27 seconds and all three timeouts left after the 48-yard punt by J.K. Scott.
Now, if you're the Texans, you might start with a screen here. You want to take advantage of the aggressive pass rush, slip it underneath, and get it to a sideline. Start chomping at some of these yards to get that field goal you mentioned.
Fairbairn's career long, 61 in 2021. He's 42 of 56 in his career from 50 yards or more. They start at the 32-yard line, first down and 10. Remember, all three timeouts, Dari Ogunbowale in the backfield, standing to the right of C.J. Stroud. Two receivers left. Single receiver to the right. Stroud to throw from the shotgun on first down. To the left sideline, it is caught at the 35, and Mechie nudged out of bounds as he gets to the 36-yard line by Tarheeb Still. A pickup of four. Clock stops 22 seconds and counting. You probably need to get somewhere between the 35 and 40 of the Chargers to feel like you've got a legitimate shot.
You absolutely do, and you're in four-down territory if you get to that kind of 45-yard line. C.J. Stroud could throw a Hail Mary, maybe in the half, with a touchdown.
Second down and six. All three timeouts and 22 seconds to work with. The entirety of the field open for the Texans. Along the left hash, Stroud gets the shotgun snap. Pressure comes, steps up the middle. He will run to the 40. Stroud to the 45. Across midfield, Stroud into Charger territory at the 40, and he's pounced on from behind by Deion Henley at the 37 of Los Angeles. A 27-yard scramble for Houston. Timeout Texans with 13 seconds to play in the first half, and Stroud and this Texans offense feeling it now.
Incredible athleticism by C.J. Stroud. He had just gotten to the back of his drop when he felt the pressure, took off, and then weaving like a thread all the way down the field. Ball got ripped out late, but he was down before the ball came out. What a huge play by your quarterback if you're the Texans. And when your quarterback takes an action like that, it gets the whole team riled up.
Got a fist pump from his head coach and a pounding of the heart from D'Amico Ryans. And C.J. Stroud going to take this time out to catch his breath, get a little wind back. Joe Mixon brings him a little water and gives him a head tap as well. C.J. Stroud and the Texans, remember, get the second half kickoff. So this is almost tripling up.
Yes.
They score the touchdown. They get the stop. If they put points on the board here, they have a chance to triple up to start the second half.
And then they force the Chargers to play an offense that they really haven't played all year. The Chargers want to run it. They want to keep it to a one-score game till the fourth quarter. But if you can build a lead, they got to start throwing the ball, and it hasn't looked good so far.
Woods and Collins to the left of the line. First and 10 at the 37. Handoff to Ogunbowale over the left side, and he gets it down to the 32-yard line where Puna Ford makes the tackle. Timeout number two used by Houston with 9 seconds to play as Ogunbowale took it to the left hash and down at the 32.
I think you call a pass play to the end zone. If you don't like the coverage, you throw it out of bounds right away. But you got to take a shot at the end zone if you're the Texans here. Things are rolling. You're finding openings that you haven't found all game long. Time to finish with an exclamation point.
Can't take a sack here, though, if you're C.J. Stroud.
Absolutely cannot. And that's why often on this situation, coaches tell the quarterback, you like one matchup, and if it's not there, throw that ball out as soon as possible to avoid that sack.
Nico Collins and Robert Woods, the receivers, to the right. Single to the left is Hutchinson with Schultz standing up in the slot. Stroud, quick toss over the middle, low throw, diving catch made by Robert Woods, down to the 23-yard line with 6 seconds left in the half. A timeout called by Houston, their final timeout with a first down at the 23, and now with 6 seconds left, dare you look to the end zone and try to put six on the board. They say no. Here comes Fairbairn and the field goal unit.
To the chagrin of the receivers, this is when receivers tell coaches, "Coach, I run a 4.440. We can do this. We got 6 seconds. We're only 20 yards out." But the absolute right call to get the field goal here, build on your lead, and start putting the plan together for the second half.
This will be a 41-yard try for Fairbairn. 36 of 42 this season, is long 59. 41 right in the middle of the field between the hashes. Tommy Townsend will hold for a 41-yard try before halftime. Good snap. Townsend gets the hold down, and Fairbairn's kick is good. 3 seconds remain in the first half, and the Houston Texans now with a 10-6 lead over the Los Angeles Chargers. Fairbairn to kick this one off. He'll approach the football and a line drive kickoff toward the end zone. Davis, 8 yards deep. He's going to bring it out. Darius Davis to the 10. Across the 15, and he's upended at the 16-yard line. And that takes us to halftime here in Houston. And Davis is still down.
Oh, no.
And they're waving for the athletic training staff to come out. Darius Davis holding his right leg as he writhes in pain at the 15-yard line where he was dropped trying to make a play before halftime for his team. And Darius Davis remains down as the rest of his team heads to the locker room.
There's about 15 guys for the Chargers waiting to see, and a bad sign that the players on that return team immediately took a knee. And what a terrible way to lose Davis if you're the Chargers.
Now Davis is up. This is a great sign. Darius Davis is up, gingerly jogging toward the locker room. Good news for the Chargers. The bad news for the Chargers. They're down 10-6 at the end of the first half, and the Texans get the ball to start the second. Kickoff to Pierce over his head and through the end zone. It'll be a touchback for the Texans out to the 30-yard line. Comes D'Amico Ryan's offensive unit. C.J. Stroud trying to become the sixth quarterback to win a playoff game in each of his first 2 years. Just 1-5 this year against winning teams, but this is not new territory for these Texans. They've had to face the number one scoring defense in each of the last two playoffs, and they're up 10-6 on the number one scoring defense here today.
C.J. Stroud has been making quick decisions the last two drives. That's been the difference for the Texans offensively.
On first down and 10, lines up on the left hash, going from our left to our right, and the handoff is to Joe Mixon on first down, and Mixon from the 30 to the 35 picks up 5. And a good start from Mixon on the ground as Alohi Gilman comes up from a safety spot to make the stop.
And that's where that 2-yard run in the first quarter now is a 5-yard run in the third quarter. You keep calling that run and mixing it in there, that's a 7-8 yards by the time you get to the fourth quarter. So the Texans, after starting slow, actually right where they want to be at this point in the game.
Second down and 5 at the 35-yard line. In the shotgun is Stroud. He's got Mixon to his left. Motion across from left to right from Deontay Johnson, and the handoff is to Mixon, and he doesn't go anywhere. Puna Ford clogging up that middle with his big 310-pound frame, and it'll bring up third down. They may call it a yard gain. It'll be third and 4 for the Texans, who started 0-for-4 on third down, but they've converted on each of their last three.
And I'm targeting Nick Dalton Schultz or Nico Collins if I'm the Texans. I expect one of those two players to make the catch here for the conversion.
Schultz will line up on the right side of the offensive line. Collins split out wide right with Mechie. Now Schultz in motion to the left side of the line. Split out wide left. Third down and 5 for Houston. Stroud to throw. Pressure comes. Throws over the middle. It's caught by Collins at midfield. Spins away at the 40. Across the 35. Drugged down inside the 25-yard line of Los Angeles at the 24. Khalil Mack finally caught him after a 41-yard gain to Collins.
Incredible throw from C.J. Stroud. He threw it while getting hit, and an absolute dart to the left hip of Nico Collins, spinning out of the washing machine and into the dryer down the field. What a play for the Texans.
To the 24-yard line of Los Angeles, the Texans on the move again, up 10-6. Line it up on the left hash. Single receiver to the left of the line. Three wide to the right. Mixon will motion out of the backfield. The swing to Mixon. Mixon wanted to throw. Now he'll tuck it with a flag down. The ball stripped out. Stripped out of his hands as he tried to turn it upfield. Remember, he wanted to throw, never got it tucked away properly, and it's recovered by Tony Jefferson of the Chargers.
What a play by the Chargers.
Remember, a flag down, and we'll see about the flag.
Holding. Offense. That penalty's declined. Result of the play is a first down.
And the reason it was knocked out, when Joe Mixon went to the edge and wanted to throw, like you said, Kevin, he was kind of lackadaisical with the football as he was kind of tucking it and starting to run. But a phenomenal play by Tony Jefferson, who knocked it out and then fell on the football. Huge, huge play for the Chargers.
Boy, the Texans had all the momentum, and now Los Angeles takes it away as the Texans threaten the red zone. And now a break for Los Angeles. Mixon fumble. Can they convert after the turnover from the 26-yard line? First down and 10 for Justin Herbert and this Chargers offense.
Joe Mixon saying, I'm good, I'm good, on the sidelines as I watch the screen in front of me. And you've got to be better with the ball at that point. Just a little lazy with it. If you're going to run, tuck it and run. Get north and south. On those special plays, you can't really create anything outside of the play design. So Joe Mixon breathing, trying to forgive himself right now to make a play later.
His first lost fumble in 1,082 touches.
He's here not to fumble the football. They explicitly got him to be the veteran in key moments.
First down of 10 for the Chargers at their 26-yard line. Play action. Herbert to throw. Pressure coming late. Throws right side. Caught by McConkey at the 40. Trying to go up the right sideline. He tried to get away from Stingley, and he slipped down, and then a flag is thrown. At the 43-yard line, he slipped down, and Stingley got a hold of the face mask as he went down.
Ladd McConkey there.
Personal foul. Face mask. Defense number 24. A 15-yard penalty will be added at the end of the play. First down.
What a play by Ladd McConkey. He ran a fantastic in route, but then noticed that Stingley Jr. was right on him, so he kind of widened out to the sidelines, caught out of the periphery by Justin Herbert, who threw the ball, and then running afterwards, picking up the foul. What a huge play right off the heels of an interception for the Chargers.
And what a turn of events. The Chargers now to the Texans 42 with Gus Edwards in the backfield. First down and 10 at the Houston 42-yard line. Double tights along the line. Single wide to the left is DJ Chark. And now Herbert will change things up. Backs into the pistol formation. Stomps his right foot awaiting the snap. It comes in high. He gives it to Edwards, trying the right side. And Gus Edwards plows his way across the 40 down to the 38. A four-yard gain for the Los Angeles Chargers. 3 minutes gone in an already eventful third quarter.
Justin Herbert changed the play three times at the line of scrimmage. So he was confident in what he saw and luckily got the ball snapped before he got the delay of game penalty.
Second down and 6 at the 38 of Houston. Texans lead at 10-6. Chargers on the move early third quarter. After the fumble by Mixon. Pistol formation. Herbert has Edwards behind him. McConkey in motion from right to left. Arms outstretched. Herbert awaiting the shotgun snap. It comes in at his chest. He gives it to Gus Edwards, and Edwards across the 35 and down at the 34. 2 yards shy of a Charger first down as Will Anderson makes the stop. And now can they convert on third and short? Chargers trying to keep this drive going.
On the Chargers, I'm running it here on third and three, third and two. I'd still run it here. They're running smash-mouth football, and the running back hasn't been touched on this drive until after the line of scrimmage. The offensive line's doing their job.
It's a long two. The ball just across the 35. They need to the 32 for the first down. Shotgun snap. The handoff is to Edwards, and Edwards is blasted. Going nowhere. Azeez Al-Shaair, the reason. At the 35, plows him over, and now the Chargers are 1-for-8 on third down.
Unbelievable play by Al-Shaair. Fantastic. Right at the snap, he came right downhill to fill the run gap right before Edwards appeared. What a play. But the Chargers are going for it here on fourth down, Kev.
10-for-16 on fourth during the regular season. This is fourth and two. And a long two at that. Matlock, the fullback, in motion to the right of the line. play action. Herbert to throw. Looks right. Throws right. It is caught short of the first down. Quentin Johnston made the catch, but Derek Stingley dropped him before he could turn upfield. Why is Derek Stingley first-team All-Pro? Because he makes plays like that in the open field against an outstanding receiver like Quentin Johnston.
He dove and decided not to go for the interception, kept his left arm around Johnson to make the tackle short of the line. What a play.
10-6 Texans turn the Chargers away on fourth. Houston ball when we return. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Ball just shy of the 35. Play action on first down. Stroud will roll left. Now he's going to run. Stroud to the 40-yard line, and he dives awkwardly forward at the 41-yard line. It's where the dive starts, where he gives himself up. So a scramble of six, and it'll bring up second down and four. Sliding the next step for C.J. Stroud in his development.
He did a lunge slide, which I didn't even know was possible. Kind of threw his right leg all the way up and slid on the hip. Could get hurt that way. But more importantly, he made a decision as soon as he saw the flat defender roll out with the receiver. He took off upfield.
Second down and four at the 41. Mixon is the single setback. Motion across from left to right. They fake the toss to the motion man, and now set up the screen to the left side to Nico Collins, who makes the catch and has a first down at the 48. Otier Tart caught him around the ankles, or Nico Collins is still running, and we're describing a long pass play. Instead, it's a first down, Houston.
Yeah, the left guard, Titus Howard, got out there, and he is a huge man at 6'5 and 330. So there was going to be a lot of room to run for Nico Collins. But the good news for Texans fans, Nico Collins starting to affect the game here. He's been a big key in these scoring drives.
Six catches, 116 yards, and a touchdown for Collins.
Not bad.
Pro Bowl pick this year for Houston. Play action on first down. Stroud, late pressure. He steps away, throws it over the middle. Cade Stover with the catch into Charger territory, and Stover picks up 11, maybe 12. They'll spot it at the 41-yard line. It is an 11-yard gain, and it's a first down. Troy Dye makes the tackle, but another first down and nifty footwork by C.J. Stroud to get away from the rush.
Yeah, he sold the run, had got a deep drop, and then kind of went to the left a little bit. He wanted Nico Collins deep in the end zone. But right before he threw it, Cade Stover threw his hand up, caught the attention of his quarterback for the first down.
8:15 and counting to play in the third. Texans 10, Chargers 6, opening game of the playoffs. Schultz in motion from right to left. Stroud along the left hash, gets the shotgun snap, sits in the pocket, throws it left side. Catch made by Stover, back-to-back Stover grabs, and he's down to the 34 of Los Angeles. Dye and Henley combined for the stop. A pickup of seven, and it'll bring up second down and three for Houston.
Defender down for the Chargers.
And that's going to create a pause in play. It's like one of the guys, perhaps from the secondary.
Cade Stover didn't get a first down on that pass, but it is really a good sign that C.J. Stroud is dotting the entire offense when it comes to pass catchers. It means he's seeing what the defense has given him and taking the weakest link of that defense and finding the open receiver. So C.J. Stroud really seeing the field well right now compared to earlier in the game.
It's the Chargers' fifth-round pick, Cam Hart, the rookie corner, that's being tended to. While they do that, we will step aside. Texans with a 10-6 lead, 7:48 to play in the third. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Well, and how about C.J. Stroud? Seven for his last seven for 92 yards and a touchdown. Same time frame, Justin Herbert one for seven. Handoff over the left side. It's Mixon up the left sideline and out of bounds inside the Charger 20. He went left. Alohi Gilman finally caught him 15 yards later, but it's a Texans first down inside the red zone.
I love the play call. Single back run to the weak side, and they did it on the first sound. So now the Texans using the cadence to catch the defense of the Chargers off guard.
And now they hustle up to the line, and the ball gets knocked away.
They might have to throw a flag here for delay of game on the defense. Sometimes they do that.
No flag. Houston's second first down by run, 12 by pass today.
The weak side run is a killer.
First down and 10 at the 19. Handoff to Mix again. Cuts up the middle to the 15. Inside the 10 and down to the 6. There's a flag down behind the play, and this hold is going to push Houston back.
I think it's going to be on Titus Howard.
Holding. Offense number 71. 10-yard penalty. Replay. First down.
Good call, partner. It's exactly who it was. Titus Howard called for the hold, and that can derail a drive.
And tough to get that hold called, as Titus Howard was about 3 yards downfield when he did it. They ran the same exact play, the weak side single back run, And Titus Howard holding so much, you could see the jersey of Dan Henley. So they're going to call that every time.
Yeah, Henley, a career-high 142 tackles during the regular season. He's going to get a lot of attention, but that hold got the attention of the officials and backed the Texans up to the 24-yard line where it's first down and 15 with 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Texans leading 10-6. Stroud on the left hash, out of the shotgun. Play fake. Steps up in a clean pocket. Throws down the right sideline for Dalton Schultz. Jump ball, and it's intercepted. Derwin James with the pick in the end zone. He'll bring it out of the end zone at the 20. Up across the 25. James to the 30. On a diagonal to the 35 and tackled at the 40-yard line by Cade Stover, who got him on the ankles. They'll call him down at the 41. There's also a flag down, well downfield, as he was returning the football.
And I think they're going to call it down because Derwin James was touched by Schultz in the red zone, but a heck of a play by Derwin James getting up for what they call the 50-50 ball and getting inside of Schultz.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, passing team number 28, a 15-yard penalty being forced from the end of the play, first down, Los Angeles.
So that's on Mixon, the penalty. Now, they're going to, I think, look at this to see, and maybe the Texans will have to challenge, although it's a turnover, so every turnover should be reviewed. We'll see if they look at this and determine he was down in the end zone for a touchback. All that on the backside of this timeout. 6:42 to play in the third, 10-6 Houston, but a turnover back to the Chargers. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Huge turn of events during the break. As they review the turnover, the review says the pass is incomplete.
What?
So it is not an interception. It is an incomplete pass. The ball moved as it hit the turf, but the penalty during the return is still enforced. The down counts, so it's second and 30, but it's Houston ball at the Charger 39-yard line. So instead of the fourth turnover of the day, it's the third turnover of the day.
Just a wild ride here out here in Houston. And the issue was Derwin James's right arm was not underneath the football, and the ball actually hit the ground and moved. So a huge, huge break for the Texans. They're still going to apply the penalty, I think, though, here, Kev.
It's tough
to overcome that, but fantastic to not give away the football. Huge change of events.
Joe Mixon is still in a debate right now with Lance Clark, our referee, saying, come on now, don't charge me with that penalty. But the penalty counts because the down counts. It's an incomplete pass, and it is second down and 30 at the 39. But you know what? As opposed to the alternative, Houston and DeMeco Ryans are going to take the results of that play happily.
Now you want to get some quick passes. You want to get a quick pass originally because the Chargers are going to expect you to go deep. So you start with a quick one, make it at least third and 15 if you can, and then you aim for the end zone. But you want to get into field goal range if nothing else.
Yeah, and that's got to be the first thought, right, is what do we need to do to get into Fairbairn field goal range to at least make this a touchdown game if you're on that Texans side?
You need about 9 yards to make it an automatic kick, I think, because that'll put it at about 50 yards. But what a fortuitous change for the Texans.
But if you're the Chargers now, this is an opportunity. The momentum had shifted clearly to Houston. You've got an opportunity now to put a little more pressure on Houston, push them back, and give your offense an opportunity down just four.
Yeah, you're looking for Khalil Mack or Joey Bosa to get a sack here and take them out of field goal range or get your hands on another interception. Now, Derwin James has been close twice now, none closer than the last one. But he is feeling it and seeing the ball in the air in a great, great way.
Second down and 30 now. They'll line it up on the left hash. Texans in this third quarter move from our left to our right. The dark blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, red stripes along the sides, white numerals on front and back. Chargers in their white tops, gold pants, the high blue socks. And we are ready to go from the 39-yard line. A second down and 30 for Houston. Two receivers right, single wide left. Shotgun snap to Stroud. Pumps, looks, pressure comes. He'll run to the 35, and again, an awkward forward slide at the 33-yard line. There is a flag down behind the play again. This may be on Houston.
This could be a hold on the offensive
holding
line.
Offense number 57, 10-yard penalty, second down.
57, Blake Fisher missed some time earlier this year with a concussion. the rookie from Notre Dame, called for the hold.
Yeah, and a blatant hold, and Joey Bosa showing it off a little bit. He had his left hand inside. Bosa was trying to turn around, and the most penalized team in the NFL, the Texans, just kicking themselves out of field goal range through their penalties. Devastating if you're the Texans, and fantastic news if you're the Chargers.
8 for 86 in the penalty department now for Houston. They had 119 penalties against them this year. Second down and 40 from the 49-yard line of the Chargers. Movement up front by Bosa. This is a free play. Stroud to throw over the left side, leaping up to grab it, Nico Collins, and the pass is incomplete. Jarred out of his hands as he went out of bounds by Christian Fulton, but it was a free play because Bosa moved early along that defensive line.
I love that the Texans used the snap count there.
Offside. Defense number 97, 5-yard penalty, second half.
Just the second penalty against the Chargers for 10 yards today. And that'll move the ball to the 44 of Los Angeles. And now Houston's got them right where they want them, second and 35.
Well, and the thing, too, that penalty is going to change Joey Bosa's rush for the rest of the game. He got called, caught with the snap count. He's going to wait now and be eyeing the football instead of listening with his ears. That'll help his offensive tackles.
Second down and 35. Stroud, straight drop to throw from under center. Checks it short to Mixon at the 40. Breaks the tackle at the 35. And Mixon down to the 31-yard line. Effective play. Picks up 13 before still makes the tackle. But more importantly for Houston, they're back in field goal range.
Back in field goal range, and you got an excellent shot at the end zone here on third down. So the Texans, after all of the penalties and all the snap counts, are back where they started almost.
From the 31-yard line, third and 22 for Houston. Deontay Johnson goes wide left, two receivers wide right. Dare Ogunbowale motioning wide left out of the backfield to empty it out. And on third down, Stroud to throw on a slant. Catch is made. Johnson at the 20. And Deontay Johnson, who they picked up late in the year when their cut came from the Ravens, makes the catch to the 19, picks up 13, well short of the first down as Leonard makes the stop, but Houston gets back into very manageable field goal range.
And if you're the defense for the Chargers, you're pumped up holding this to a field goal. Would have loved to have been a punt. And you still leave it enough, you leave this field goal, leaves your offense enough opportunity to score a touchdown, get a two-point conversion, and be right back in this thing.
37-yard try for Fairbairn. Right in the middle of the field. Good snap and hold. The kick by Fairbairn is good. And the Houston Texans, with 4:48 to play in the third, take a 13-6 lead. Kickoff. Davis, who was injured at the end of the first half, fields it at the 2. Davis to the 10. Up the left sideline to the 20. Veers out of bounds at the 28-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Justin Herbert. And this Charger offense, they'll mark him at the 29. That's where they're going to get started. Tune in to watch all the excitement of the NFL playoffs tomorrow on CBS and Fox. Check your local listings for games and times in your area. Catch the NFL on CBS and Fox. Since field goals on the first two drives, punt, punt, interception, punt, punt, turnover on downs, they've got to find some sort of offensive rhythm here.
And if had they kicked a field goal to be a closer game right now, it's a 50-50 where they should have went for it on the fourth down on the last drive, but here's the opportunity you were looking for.
Matlock in motion into the backfield. They line him up in the eye. Motion now from right to left. And the handoff to Dobbins, and Dobbins tripped up in the backfield. Eric Murray knifing into the backfield, got there first. It's a loss. Let's call it no gain on the play. Second down and 10, stacked him up at the line of scrimmage.
Murray was coming on a blitz. The Texans sold out against the run. And this is the problem with the way that the Chargers run their offense. You really can't get things going and go to the air all of a sudden. This isn't an air raid option. They are a slow-developing play-action pass offense, but they need to get yards and get them down.
Second down and 10. Three receivers to the right of the line. Single wide left is Johnston. Motion into the backfield from Davis. He'll motion back to the right side from the backfield. Herbert, with pressure coming up the middle, swings it to the right side, and Davis with the catch. Davis to the 30, and Davis
balls out.
Ball
balls
pops out.
Out
at the end of the play. They were trying to punch it out. The ball popping out, and it rolled right back into the arms of Darius Davis. You remember the game Hungry Hungry Hippos? Well, Davis was on the turf, and he shot his arm out like a hippo grabbing a marble and swallowed that football back up.
Punched out by Derek Stingley Jr., just gave a haymaker right to the football before he went down. Excellent use of the Hungry Hippo.
It's a game I still play daily.
Too.
My children are 24 and 21. I usually end up by myself, but it's a nice hobby. Third and six from the 33.
Play with two hands.
Herbert in the shotgun. Empty backfield. Along the right hash, he stomps his foot, gets the shotgun snap at his waist. Back pedals as pressure comes. He's in trouble, and down he goes. Denico Autry. To the turf, he takes Herbert at the 27-yard line. Texans defense has been stellar today, and they deliver again, forcing a punt late third quarter.
Autry beating the right guard, Jamari Slayer, at the snap, and then a wrestling hip toss on Justin Herbert to get him down. What a physical play, and a huge play at this point in the game by Denico Autry.
J.K. Scott on to punt it away for the Chargers. And the Chargers offense remains stuck in the mud. Woods away for the fair catch and makes it at the 37-yard line. Scott only able to get 36 yards on the punt. And the Texans with real good field position and 2:33 to play in the third. Nixon is the single back. Football at the 37. And on first down, the handoff is to Mixon over the left side. And Mixon picks up five quick to the 42-yard line before Deion Henley can make the stop. That gain was not there in the first or second quarter, but we're seeing it more now for the Texans.
And it's good that the offensive coordinator continues to call the run. That's the big thing. A lot of offensive coordinators get away from it because it's not successful early, but this is the thing about the run game. It gets bigger and bigger every time you run it. And important for the Texans, too, because you want this drive to go into the fourth quarter to make the clock an opponent as well against the Chargers.
Second down and five at the 42. Stroud under center, and on second and five, they give to Mixon, and he's dropped in the backfield. Tony Jefferson, in his 10th year out of Oklahoma, read it beautifully and swallows him up all the way back to the 38-yard line. It'll bring up third and nine.
And a first down saving tackle from Tony Jefferson, because if he doesn't make it, Joe Mixon is gone, and at least a first down got. So the defense for the Chargers also playing stout against the run here, really creating an awesome game.
Cam Hart is questionable to return to the secondary of the Chargers with a shoulder injury. Third and nine at the 38. 1:15 and counting to play in the third. Motion from Johnson wide to the right. Two receivers that direction. Now a third receiver in motion. That's Collins to the right. Stroud with pressure steps up in the pocket, throws it short to Nico Collins, who is tackled immediately by Deion Henley as he makes the catch at the 44-yard line. 3 yards short of a Houston first down, and Tommy Townsend will come on to punt. Huge series for the Chargers defense, and they get the stop.
Both defenses giving their offense a chance to win the game. And here it was because of a tackle for loss on second down that set up that third and long. So everything you want defensively is happening for the Chargers. You got problems on offense. You got to fix them now.
Darius Davis prowling back and forth at the 10-yard line awaiting the punt from Tommy Townsend. Under 30 seconds to play third quarter. Townsend lining up the punt, drives his right leg into it, angling it toward the far sideline, and it'll go out of bounds. Not a great punt by Townsend. We're going to see an official walk quite a bit with his arm in the air before he makes the mark, and he marks it out at the 24-yard line of Los Angeles. Just a 32-yard punt for Townsend as he tried to angle it, and he missed on the angle.
Both punters with some terrible punts here, but now if you're the Chargers, you got some good field position. You got to turn it into points.
I understand missing on angles. They have actually moved it again all the way up to the 28-yard line is where he will start.
Oofta, as they say in Minnesota.
They do indeed say that. Someone in Minnesota is nodding their head right now as they listen. That's right. Ryan Harris knows us. He knows how we feel up here. North Dakotans also chiming in,
yes,
with Oofta.
Yeah.
First and 10 at the 28-yard line. 21 seconds to play in the third. Single receiver to the left is Johnston. Herbert in the gun. He sends McConkey in motion to the left side. Along the right hash, awaiting the shotgun snap, Justin Herbert. Creeping up toward the line, leaning in. Now backs up, leaning back on his left foot, gets the shotgun snap. looks to the left, pumps and throws left side, too tall, it's intercepted, picked off down the sideline, Eric Murray, he's going to take it, unmolested, for a Houston pick six. Nobody laid a glove on Eric Murray, and a pick six later, the Texans lead it 19-6.
Justin Herbert has missed high all day long, and there Murray right behind Ladd McConkey, the intended receiver. And part of the problem is Justin Herbert just staring McConkey down the entire time off his fingertips and into the welcome hands of Eric Murray.
38 yards officially on the return from Murray, who intercepts it and takes it back for the touchdown. With 13 seconds to play in the third, Houston will line up for the extra point.
Anything can happen in the playoffs, and this Texans defense is playing the best they've played all year.
Extra point try from Fairbairn.
Tough part, too, if you're the Chargers. The offense is waiting for a play to come back onto the field and try and do it again.
And the extra point is good. 20-6. Houston leading over Los Angeles. 13 seconds to play in the third, and the Texans have taken control of this wild card playoff game. Kickoff will go into the end zone. Davis, 7 yards deep, will take a knee, and with 13 seconds to go in the third, Chargers will go back to work from the 30-yard line. You do wonder, you saw, mentioned it earlier, you saw him rubbing his elbow,
yep,
motioning his arm a little bit. Is Justin Herbert 100% healthy coming into this playoff game? That was early, and then he got hit a couple of times in the first half on that elbow.
And if you're not healthy, get out of the game. That's the big thing. You can't, yes, he's better at 90% than most of the other quarterbacks in the NFL, but today he has not been good. He has been the reason this offense has struggled.
13 seconds to go in the third. Could be the final play of the third quarter as they line it up first and 10 at the 30-yard line.
They might run it here, but if you're the Chargers, you got to start getting into two-minute mode to get the score back.
Backs in the I formation. And on first down, the hand is to Gus Edwards. And Edwards tries the right side, and Henry To'o was right there. I mean, standing in his path, he picks up two. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter in Houston. And at the end of the third, our score, Houston 20, Los Angeles 6. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Second down and 8 is how we will start this fourth quarter of play. The Chargers from their own 32-yard line. Team switching sides of the field. Now Los Angeles will move from our left to our right. The Texans from our right to our left. Sun has set here in Houston. We're indoors at NRG Stadium, but no longer is the sunlight peering through any of the windows, creating shadows. It is evening in Houston, and it may be midnight for the Chargers if they don't get something done here. Second down and 8. From the 32-yard line of Los Angeles. Herbert along the right hash, stomping his right foot, awaiting the shotgun snap. It comes in number high. Throws over the right side. McConkey with a catch of the 40. As he turns the field, he slips down near the 41-yard line. They may mark him at the 42. It'll be a first down either way for the Chargers and a much-needed complete pass for Justin Herbert.
And the problem, though, is you still are getting some slow movement from the Chargers who are huddling right now. This has to be an up-tempo situation. Excellent route by McConkey, not only running the hook, but then coming back to create more space between the defender. You got to keep going if you're the Chargers.
First down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Two receivers plus the tight end to the right. Motion from Matlock into the backfield, now an I formation. Behind Herbert, play action. Justin Herbert in the pocket, steps up, throws to the left side. McConkey with the catch. He had Stingley on his back, who makes the tackle in Houston territory. McConkey down at the 39-yard line with a first down, 19-yard gain.
Now if you're the Texans, you got to start bracketing Ladd McConkey. You got to get underneath him and above him. And there they tried, but El Shaair just didn't get enough depth. Otherwise, he could have got a finger on that football.
First down and 10 at the 39. Now a little pace up to the line, out of the shotgun. They bring extra pressure, throw to the right side, and it's dropped and intercepted. Went through the hands of his intended target, and Stingley down the sideline to the 40. Makes a man miss at the 30. Stingley inside the 20, and he's tackled near the 15-yard line. Touchdown-saving tackle by J.K. Dobbins.
Wow. The ball hit Will Dissly right on the hands. And into Derek Stingley Jr. What an unfortunate turn of events for the Chargers. And now if you're the Houston Texans, you want to draw this out a little bit, continue to wear down that clock as it is looking more and more like the Texans will win this game.
Mark him at the 12. That's where they spot this ball initially. A drop by Disley that caroms through his hands and right into the hands of the All-Pro Stingley. And without J.K. Dobbins making a play, Houston's got another pick six. Yep. Instead, they move the ball back to the 13, and that's where they start first down and 10.
Back-to-back drives now for the Chargers, ending in an interception. Brutal place to be.
From the 13-yard line, first down. Hand off to Mixon, up the middle to the 10. Mixon breaks the tackle inside the 5 and down to the 4, maybe the 3. A 9-yard gain. Second and 1. Texans knocking on the door, trying to put this one out of reach.
Those first quarter runs getting 2 yards. Now in the fourth quarter getting 9. And all of a sudden that offensive line for the Houston Texans isn't a problem anymore.
It was a problem coming in, but they have really flexed their muscle of late.
It was a problem in the first quarter, a couple plays too. Tremendous play calling by the Texans today.
Second down and 1 inside the 4. First down at the 3, touchdown, 4 yards away. On second and 1, Stroud from the gun, and we've got whistles, and we've got a stoppage in play. Don't see any laundry on the field.
Might get a false start, but strange they would stop the play.
Maybe I'm still looking on the field for a flag here. There may have been a radio down for someone who needed to go out of the game.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing movement now. You got Tarheeb still being called to the sidelines. Land Clark, our referee, is going to tell us what happened. I think they got a call from above. From the independent medical
clock
observer.
Clock operator, please reset the clock to 13:02. 13:02.
Boy, no explanation at all as to why they stopped it. All I know is that Tarheeb still left the game.
He didn't get checked out by a medical examiner, though. I was watching him on the sidelines.
Cam Hart back in. Remember, questionable to return with a shoulder, but he's back out there.
And somehow, if you're the Chargers, if you could somehow hold this to a field goal, you give your team hope to get back in this game. Conversely, if you're the Texans, you can put the nail in the coffin with a touchdown here.
Second down and 1 from the 4. Motion across from right to left. Play action. Stroud pressured, and Stroud is sacked. Khalil Mack, for the second time today, gets to C.J. Stroud, and what a play when they needed it most. The Chargers drop Stroud back at the 12.
And that was Khalil Mack being a veteran. He is pressing the outside shoulder of Laremy Tunsil, saw that C.J. Stroud was going to roll to his left, and just went vertical. C.J. Stroud almost threw it with his left hand there, Kevin. He was thinking about trying to make a play downfield still.
But discretion being the better part of valor, he took that one away.
Wise move.
And now 3rd and 9 at the 12 of Los Angeles.
Always a head scratcher when you get a 9-yard run and then call a pass.
Shotgun snap. Stroud with time. Checks it short but wide of Joe Mixon, who was open at the 10. So now 4th and 9, and Fairbairn will jog out onto the field for the Texans. Still an important field goal. There's a little bit of grumbling in the stands right now. They were hoping for a touchdown, but up 14 right now. 3 more really gives you a comfortable feeling if you're Houston, up 17 in this ballgame.
Yeah, you love the lead, and the boos are coming out because it was 2nd and 2. You run the ball, you can't even get a new fresh set of downs within the 3-yard line. So wasted opportunity in terms of points and time off the clock.
30-yard try for Fairbairn. Good snap and hold, and the kick by Fairbairn is good. And now it would take 3 drives to beat you. That's what the Texans are looking at right now. With a 23-6 lead, 12 minutes to play in the fourth. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. As the kickoff will go 5 yards deep in the end zone, and Davis will take a knee for the touchback.
And why I mention it's Will Disley's fault is because now your confidence is shaken if you're Justin Herbert, not just in your ability to see the field as you've thrown 2-3 picks now today, but now one of them went off of your intended receiver, so you might not trust that player and look off of him when you need to throw it to him. But I'll say something else. Bobby Slowick, offensive coordinator for the Texans, cost them 4 points. It was 4 plays, 1 yard, because they got a 9-yard run on the first down and then decided to pass on 2nd and 3rd down.
And took a sack on that 2nd down. 1st down and 10 for the Chargers at the 30-yard line, trailing 23-6. Herbert alone in the backfield, standing in the shotgun along the right hash. Gets the shotgun snap. Texans bring pressure. He's in trouble. Down he goes. Nobody touched Will Anderson. He made a beeline to the quarterback. He had 11 during the year, his second today, as he blasts into Herbert back at the 23.
No excuse for the Chargers to let Will Anderson go untouched. What ended up happening is right tackle Joe Ault was going to go inside and block a blitzer, but he needed to stay on the down lineman.
Second and 17 at the 23. Pressure up the middle again, and he's sacked again. Mario Edwards right up the gut and right through Justin Herbert, who's down at the 14-yard line.
Herbert was slow to get up. He got ricocheted like a pinball in a pinball machine between two Texans defenders as he went down. What a dominant performance by the Texans defense.
This crowd is loving it in Houston. Their offense has gotten going. Their defense is on fire, and now third and 26 from the 14-yard line.
Time to call a screen.
Herbert from the shotgun drops to throw over the middle for McConkie, who makes the catch, breaks away at midfield. McConkie on the run to the 40, down the middle to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. He's going all the way. A Charger touchdown out of nowhere, 86 yards. And Los Angeles is very much alive in this playoff game, down 23-12.
Unbelievable prayer from Justin Herbert, throwing it about 10 feet high to Ladd McConkie, who caught it off the helmet of Miles Bryant, the cornerback, and then McConkie doing the rest of the work by himself, and all of a sudden, the Chargers back in it.
What a turn of events.
Woo-hoo!
Back-to-back sacks, pocket collapsing on Herbert, and an 86-yard strike makes it 23-12.
Oh, my goodness. Hope you packed your aspirin, Kevin.
Dicker on for the extra point. The kick is on the way, and it's blocked! And it's batted down. Dicker has it picked up now by the Texans. Picked up by Houston, and on the run goes Ross. D'Angelo Ross all the way to the other end and into the end zone.
What is going on out here? Unbelievable.
That kick was blocked. It ricocheted in the air right to D'Angelo Ross, and he takes it in for two.
Dicker tried to just knock the ball on the ground. I'm not sure if he understood that's still a live ball, because otherwise you catch that and you just end the play. But the Texans defense again, they're trying to outscore the offense, Kev.
A 77-yard return. Frank Ross, the special teams coach on the Houston sideline, looked like Jim Delfano.
2-point touchdown. Timeout.
Running up and down looking for somebody to hug.
A 2-point touchdown. That's a weird phrase. Haven't heard that before.
25-12. Yeah, I'm not either, but it's 25-12. It's 2 points nonetheless, and the Chargers' enthusiasm sapped a bit. 10:38 to play in the fourth. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. And now it's 25-12 Houston, and the Texans get the football.
The story, though, today has been the Texans' defense.
From the end zone, Hutchinson will bring it out. Hutchinson to the 20, out to the 25, and down at the 26-yard line, where Houston will start first down and 10. The run to the Super Bowl is on, and NFL Network is your home for the most comprehensive playoff coverage anywhere, all the way through Super Bowl 59. NFL Network, one network, all postseason. Now if you're Houston, you're working with 10:33 to play in the fourth quarter. You're working with a 13-point lead, and you're trying to figure out how you can shrink this game at this point.
It's called run, run, run. You can punt it here after taking 2.5 minutes off the clock.
Single back is Mixon. Hutchinson in motion from left to right. Stroud under center. Play action, sets it up for his tight end. It's Cade Stover up the right side, and Stover at the 30-yard line. That was designed from the beginning to get a short toss to the normally reliable Cade Stover, who picks up five before Troy Dye can bring him down. And in essence, that's the same as a run.
Well, you had the option to run had the defender gone with Cade Stover, but a quick decision by C.J. Stroud, getting his head around as he rolled out to his right after giving the play fake, and really helped get the ball out quickly.
So now second down and five, the ball at the 31-yard line. Under 10 to play. Stroud turns, gives to Mixon, jump cut right, now goes back to the left, and he's got a first down. Mixon hops right, hops left, a zag to the 38 before Dye tackles him, and a first down.
And now the clock keeps rolling, and you're gaining confidence by the second if you're the Texans offensively. Clearly the defense has had confidence all day, but what a transformation by this Texans offense to be at this point in the game. A lackluster first and second quarter until that second to last drive of the second quarter, and they have not looked back since.
22nd in the NFL in total offense this year, but an offense that's been motoring since the second quarter. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line. Motion from right to left from Hutchinson. Stroud turns, gives to Mixon, bounces to the right side, trying to get to the edge. He's got the edge, and he's shoved down inbounds at the 44-yard line by Christian Fulton. Clock continuing to run. Under 9 to play, 8:55 and counting, and a good first down run for Mixon.
And you mentioned it, Mixon getting down inbounds. He made the extra effort at the end of the run to get back inbounds. That's why they brought the veteran here.
Give him 7 on first down. They changed the spot to the 45-yard line.
Now you're not breaking the huddle until about 15 seconds if you're the Texans.
That's what they do. Play clock down to 10 as Stroud comes under center. 8.5 to play in the fourth. Second down and 3 at the Houston 45. Turn and give to Mixon, trying to pick his way up the middle. Mixon gets a yard, maybe 2. It'll bring up third and short for Houston, but the clock will continue to run before they snap it again. It'll be under 8 to play.
And a big third down here, even with the lead for the Texans. You get this first down, now you can get that clock under 5 minutes, whether or not you score, and you give the Chargers even less time to try and come back in miraculous fashion, because it has to be miraculous if they do come back.
Third down and a long yard. The ball just shy of the 47. They need the full 48 for a first down. Mixon will motion into the backfield to the right of Stroud, who's in the shotgun. C.J. Stroud gets the shotgun snap. The give is to Mixon up the middle, and he's tripped up right at midfield, falls forward to the Charger 48. He can't believe it. He had a giant opening, but it looked like he tripped over the Texans logo at midfield and ends up at the 48 with a first down.
He had his eyes on the safety because he was going to make one more move and try and break it for a touchdown. Actually tripped on Cade Stover, the tight end, who made a pancake block and was on the ground himself.
Jim Harbaugh frustrated on the sidelines. He knows what that play meant. It
yes.
means that clock continues to run. 7:08 and counting. And a fresh set of downs at the Charger 47. Schultz in motion from right to left. Stroud under center. Hand off Mixon. Mixon fighting over the left side to the 45. It's a 2-yard gain on the play. Second and 8 with 6:50 to play. But as you said, Ryan, you get that first down, you can run this clock down to 5 minutes or less without getting another first down.
And if you get 3 more first downs, you can just kneel the ball to end this game. And what a statement that would be for the Texans offense. But the work cut out for him now here, though, on second and long. Might call a pass play, but one that's relatively quick so that you can get the ball. If you don't like it, you can have C.J. Stroud take off running.
Maybe like that toss to Stover that started the drive.
Nice little play action pass. Fake 19.
Second and 8 from the 45 of Los Angeles. Stroud turns, gives to Mixon, and he is going to lose yardage back to the 47. A loss of 2. Morgan Fox first there into the backfield to make the tackle. Clock continuing to run. We're going to slide under 6 minutes to play in Houston.
I like a draw play here if I'm Houston. Something that really limits the opportunity for a mistake while also keeping the clock moving as you have a commanding lead as time ticks away.
25-12 is that lead. 5:50 and counting to play in the fourth in Houston. Third down and 10 for the Texans offense. Dare Ogunbowale into the backfield. He stands to the left of Stroud, who's on the left hash. awaiting the shotgun snap. Two receivers to the right. Stroud's going to throw on 3rd and 10. Pressure comes. Now Stroud will run. He's got room to run. Stroud at the 40, and Stroud falls forward to the 38-yard line. He's a yard short of the first down. Texans players are signaling first down. They're saying it's a first. Stroud's saying it's a first. The officials spot him 1 yard short.
Yeah, I'm watching the replay right now. First of all, somebody teach CJ Stroud how to slide, but I think he got the line to gain with the ball. So if I'm D'Amico Ryans, I'm challenging this.
Yeah, where he went down, and he didn't give himself up. He was tackled.
Yes.
So it's not a give up. We'll see if D'Amico Ryans throws that challenge flag.
He's got nothing to lose.
He's going to let the clock run a little bit more, though, before he does. Down to 3, down to 2. There's the challenge flag thrown with 1 second on the play clock. Use as much time as you can. You know a timeout is going to stop the clock for this replay, and he wants to review the spot.
Chestnut checkers. Heads-up operation there by D'Amico Ryans.
Running on the previous play that the runner was short of first down is being challenged by Houston and will be reviewed. After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands. First down. Houston is serving the timeout.
Woofta. I don't know how they saw that.
Boy.
We're going to go for it here, Kevin. I like the call by D'Amico Ryans.
Fourth down and 1.
How do you not?
Offense stays on the field. They need the 37. Where this ball is placed, it is a good 2 footballs shy.
Yes.
Of the first down yardage. You've got a quarterback who's 6'3", 220 pounds. Is this a sneak?
This is a sneak all the way to me. He's supposed to be behind left guard Titus Howard, who's 6'5", 330.
Stroud will sneak it, gets the snap, lunges forward, and he's got the first down. He got the ball across the 37. It's a first down for Houston with 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play. And now the Chargers are going to have to start thinking about their 3 timeouts. And
C.J. Stroud going right behind the left guard. Titus Howard finding a crease, keeping his knees turning. You don't even have to score if you're the Texans. Every offense practices what they call 4-minute offense. If you get 2 first downs within 4 minutes, with the last 4 minutes of the game, you should be able to kneel it to end the game.
They've now used over 6 minutes off the clock on this drive.
Impressive.
First down and 10 at the 36 of Los Angeles. Handoff again. Mixon bouncing to the left side. Has an edge and a stiff arm at the 30. And Mixon goes down inbounds. He had the sideline. He was on a diagonal to go out of bounds. And he leaned back in and rolled down inside the 25 at the 24. A 12-yard gain and a first down inbounds for Houston. 3:55 to go in the fourth. And now the Chargers will start to use timeouts. They use their first here.
I was saying all week.
Running stepped out at the 26-yard line. Los Angeles restored their timeout.
Wow. So they're going to say he stepped out at the 26-yard line, and so now the timeout is restored for the Chargers.
The left foot of Mixon was dragging on the turf and just perfectly drew a little bit, about 6 inches on the white of the sideline, but because he used the turf, because his toe was in the turf, you could see that he clearly went out of bounds.
And they added 3 more seconds to the clock as a result. 4:01 to play in the fourth. Move the ball back now to the 26-yard line. It's still a first down at the 26.
Now you're going to score if you're the Texans. You want to make sure that the Chargers can keep their timeouts if they want to. And now it's time to turn it back on and go score.
So the Chargers have their timeout restored. They have all 3, and it's first down and 10 from the 26. I formation. Behind Stroud, the handoff to Mixon. He tries the right side, and he goes nowhere. No gain on the play. Stacked up at the 26. Timeout, 3:58 again on the clock as the Chargers use their first timeout. The lineup in the eye on 2nd and 9. Stover in the fullback position. Mixon, the running back. Bunched up along the line of scrimmage. The handoff is to Mixon. He'll bounce it to the left side, and Mixon powering his way inside the 25. It's a gain of 1, maybe 2. Henley and Gilman on the tackle. Timeout Chargers. 3:52 to go ahead of a 3rd down and long. 3rd and 9 coming up for the Texans.
Dalton Schultz, tight end for the Texans, grabbing his left shoulder in pain. jogging off the field, trying to make sure that they don't call an injured player and give the timeout back to the Chargers.
Yeah, he got off as quick as he could. Good call, partner. Collins lines up wide left. Irv Smith, the tight end, now motioning to the left side from the shotgun. Stroud turns, gives it to Joe Mixon. Mixon inside the 20, diving forward, close to the first down. They're going to mark him at the 17-yard line. He's 1 yard short. Mixon signaling first down, but it is fourth down, and now a decision again for the Texans. They went for it on fourth and one before. You got to think they do it again.
The only thing that would keep me from doing it is getting the field goal and really putting it out of reach for the Chargers. I'm watching the replay, though, and again, I don't think that they gave the correct spot.
Does D'Amico Ryans challenge a second spot on this drive?
How awesome is that if you're the head coach? That's how good your guys are playing, that they're giving you this opportunity to throw the challenge flag.
No timeouts left. Chargers using their final timeout. Ball spotted at the 17-yard line. It's fourth and one, and the offense stays on the field for Houston.
I like this. I don't think you can go wrong either way. Because if you get this now, you've got no timeouts. The Chargers have no timeouts, and you can just take your time. That's when guys start planning their post-game meal in the huddle.
Giant play here. Fourth and one. Offense breaks the huddle. Single back is Mixon. Stroud under center. Motion. The give. Mixon. A hole on the left side. First down and more. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Driving to the pylon on the left sideline. And it's a touchdown. The Houston Texans have just put the cherry on top. A Joe Mixon touchdown on fourth down and a Lambeau leap Houston style with a 31-12 Texans lead.
Fantastic play call by the Texans using motion from right to left to be the lead blocker with Dalton Schultz. And then Joe Mixon throwing his left right shoulder down to get across the goal line. What an effort by Joe Mixon.
It was close down that sideline, but it's been confirmed a touchdown.
What a heroic effort by Joe Mixon.
Fairbairn's extra point is up, and it is good. And what a drive by the Houston Texans, marching down the field. 14 plays, 74 yards. They took nearly 7 minutes off the clock. They cap it with a touchdown of 17 yards from Joe Mixon. And the Houston Texans, barring a miracle of miracles, are going to advance for the second straight year in the NFL playoffs.
Well, let's give some flowers and cheesecake to the group that's responsible for that play scoring drive. Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard, Jarrett Patterson, Juice Scruggs, and Blake Fisher. They have been fantastic, particularly in the second half. Had their struggles in the first quarter, but this offensive line for the Texans has been dominant in the second half, and no more so than on that last drive.
How about Joe Mixon? 22 career 100-yard rushing games, and now this one. 25 carries, 106 yards, and a touchdown. Hard yards today for Joe Mixon to propel the Texans to what looks like a playoff win.
And a lesson for the locker room that when you make a mistake, you can still help us win the game. That's one of the things that Joe Mixon has shown with this performance. A tough fumble earlier in the game, but he has been rock solid since then, and a fantastic finish on that touchdown.
3:42 to go as Fairbairn kicks off. From the goal line, Davis a yard deep in the end zone, fields it. He'll take a knee, and Justin Herbert, with a very disappointing day, save one 86-yard touchdown pass, will go to work. But it's the story of Joe Mixon. 19 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown in the second half alone for Mixon, who's now got the slime cap on the sidelines. This game's also being called by SpongeBob SquarePants on Nickelodeon today, as one would expect.
My kids love that.
First and 10. At the 30-yard line. Shotgun snap to Herbert. Steps up and throws over the middle. McConkey with the catch. He slides down at the 39, maybe the 40-yard line where they'll spot it. Kalen Bullock with the tackle. They're going to mark it at the 39. It's a 9-yard gain.
And now the Chargers need 3 touchdowns, so they got to score here in the next couple plays.
So Second down and one. Herbert to the left sideline, open, and then through the hands of Quentin Johnston. Hit hard by Eric Murray at the 45-yard line, but the ball had slipped through his fingertips, and Murray may have hurt himself. He's waving to the sidelines to send in MJ Stewart as Murray delivered a hit but may have taken the brunt of that one.
And that's how big Quentin Johnston is. He will hurt you if you don't hit him the right way.
Third and one, 3:18 to play in the fourth. Herbert, the handoff up the middle goes Hassan Haskins. His first carry gets a first down to the 43-yard line, but the clock continues to run, about to slide under three to play.
You want to score if you're the Chargers before the two-minute mark so that that stops the Texans offensively.
First down and 10 at the 43. Shotgun snap, Herbert. Backside pressure comes, and his arm was hit as he threw, and he threw that one right into the turf. Ball knocked loose, and everybody diving for it. That's an incomplete pass. Clock stops with 2:55 to go, and it's second and 10.
Well, and strange that the Chargers went after the ball like that. That cost them time that they don't have. And it's going to, looks like it's Will Anderson getting on that right throwing arm as Herbert threw it. And Al-Shaair almost had an interception off that deflection.
Definitely a throw, though.
Yes.
Second down and 10. The ball just shy of the Chargers 44. Trailing 32-12 with 2:55 to play in the fourth. Herbert to throw on second down. Floats it down the right sideline. Got a man out there, and it's intercepted by Stingley. His second pick of the day. And Stingley returns it to the 34-yard line before he's tackled. Justin Herbert airmailed another one. Interception number four for the Texans defense today of Justin Herbert, who has really struggled. More interceptions today than he had the entirety of the regular season.
Just devastating for Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Also not a good route ran by DJ Chark. He did not even move Derek Stingley Jr. when he went to the inside fake. So Stingley Jr. kind of took a step and then started going back at an angle to be right where the football was when it was released. Heck of a play by Derek Stingley Jr. Terrible route by DJ Chark.
Three interceptions in his first 517 attempts. Four interceptions today, the most by a Chargers quarterback in the postseason since Stan Humphries in 1995.
Wow. There are going to be questions about Herbert being the quarterback of the future after this performance.
First down and 10, and a carry by Damian Pierce to the 35. A two-yard gain on the play. And it's second down and 8. And the Texans do not have to snap this one before the two-minute warning. And you know what? They will not.
They will not. And now you're one first down away from the best play call in football. Six right, tight diamond, victory.
Second down and 8. C.J. Stroud. 1-5 this year against winning teams, but it's the playoffs. None of that matters now. Stroud and the Texans about to go to 1-0 in the postseason. We've reached the two-minute warning with the score. Houston 32, the Chargers 12. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Second and 8 from the 35. Hand off to Pierce up the middle. Damian Pierce all the way into the secondary with a first down to the 47-yard line. And that's going to do it for the Houston Texans.
Game.
They're going to be able to kneel this one out and advance in the postseason.
The fans are starting to leave right now to get a jump start on the second game. What a complete performance by the Texans. But this is all because of the defense. The offense had time to get explosive because of the way the defense shut down the Chargers offense increasingly as the game went on.
And the victory formation for the Houston Texans.
I've actually had teammates crying at this play call. They're so happy.
Especially those big guys up front. No blocking needed.
We're emotional too. We're emotional too.
Stroud takes the knee. Houston 9-0 when he completes more than 63% of his passes. Today, 67%. When the Chargers rush for 96 yards or more, they're 10-0. When they're under 95, they're 1-6. Today, 50 yards rushing. The story of this day is the Texans defensive unit.
Unbelievable effort by Will Anderson Jr. It starts with him. Danielle Hunter was getting picked on earlier in the game. He made a choice to be stronger than the opponent. And then the secondary, unreal with their amount of turnovers and interceptions.
Texans take a knee, and that's going to do it. C.J. Stroud becomes the sixth quarterback to win a playoff game in each of his first 2 years in the league as the Houston Texans handle the Los Angeles Chargers 32-12, eliminating Los Angeles from the postseason. The Texans advance to the divisional round with a dominant home win.
For C.J. Stroud, it started with a broken play in the second quarter where he threw the ball 19 yards to Xavier Hutchinson. And that was the last time that he looked mediocre. Firing the football left and right, activated Nico Collins, got Dalton Schultz involved. Kate Stover had a career day at tight end. What an awesome performance by C.J. Stroud, that you add Joe Mixon to it, and that defense giving you opportunity after opportunity to score really was the difference. If the Texans defense continues to play like this in the playoffs, there is no limit to where these Texans can go.
Offense, defense, special teams, all three facets today after the first quarter really clicked for Houston, and that's why they're moving on with a 32-12 win over the Los Angeles Chargers. Joe Mixon had 154 yards in his last 18 quarters. Then we got to the second half, 91 yards in the third and fourth quarter today. Houston wins it 32-12.
If you're the Chargers, you've got questions on both sides of the football. Your defense did not maintain its ability to stop the run in the fourth quarter. Your offense was as bad as it has been all year long, and your quarterback was statistically the worst of his career in the playoffs. And this is now the second time that Herbert has lost in the playoffs. Something, he has to figure out something about his process or what he's seeing or how he prepares for playoff games. Sometimes, Kevin, players don't admit the intensity that happens in the playoffs, but Justin Herbert has to admit it's a different game in the playoffs, and he's not ready for it.
We'll continue with more of our postgame from Houston in a moment. Once again, the final score, Texans 32, Chargers 12. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One.